Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yeah, rock it out. That's the Vincent the Bay house band right there. It's the BITB Orchestra. Damn. Hey, it's Vincent of Motherfucking Bay, back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Tonight, I welcome you to a special Gypsy Party Sexy Time edition of Disorderly Conduct. Tonight, we will be celebrating life and all its wonderful pleasures, and hopefully channel some of the spirit of the Romani gypsies. If we have any Romani gypsies in the house, please, by all means, call in. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear your story. I have some gypsy... I have some gypsy-esque music, gypsy-inspired music coming up. I'm going to play some tracks from the notorious gypsy punks Gogol Bordello. I'll be playing Chantel again. I've been getting a lot of people. Asking me about that. I played that track last night, Disco Partizani, and that was a Chantel track. I'll play another Chantel track tonight. I'm going to do something off the Gypsy Phonic Disco mixtape that was put out by Ben Elman, who's the saxophonist for Galactic. And what else? Balkan Beatbox, Fanfare, Fanfare Ciocarlia. Yeah. And your calls, of course. We don't have to talk about gypsy crap. I'm just going to play gypsy music and hope that some gypsies call in. If you want to join me, the lines are open. We can talk about whatever the fuck's on your mind. It does not matter. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I already have a few calls lined up. And I will get to them shortly. But, wow, I want to thank again my guest from last night. Well, we pulled her into the show. But Ruby Sexy Candy, that was fun hanging out with her last night. Hopefully she will join us again on the broadcast at some point. And, of course, I want to thank all of the loyal early chit-chatters. I'm going to give a little bit of a shout-out. Ah! Big ups. Sorry. God damn it. Fuck. I was out today, and I overheard somebody talking about shout-outs. And I was like, oh. Like, it was at the coffee house, and a lot of students congregate in the coffee house and they do little study groups and stuff. And I kept overhearing this one little group of kids saying, okay, and we can do this and this, and then we can give shout outs this way, and if everybody gets a shout out, blah 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 blah, shout out blah, shout out blah. I'm sick of it. I hate it. It's polluting my fucking brain. I refuse to give shout outs. Yeah, Stabby McHugs. Yes, I do have a hard time getting my big ups. Oh, looks like we have Carl Barks in the house. Great. Big ups, Anon Sicko, Anticrisis 73, Blitzy, Desert Rose, Dougie Doug, bunch of guest listeners, Kamonra. Hey, Kamonra. Carl Barks. Melinda. Hey, Melinda. Melissa, 13 in the house. Russell League Radio? Are you kidding me? There's a Russell League Radio show now? Is that what's going on? Wow. That'll be interesting. Kind of feel like my show has turned into Russell League Radio in the past couple weeks. Those guys, thank God they're not here right now. Well, except for Russell League Radio. It's nice and calm and you know, just mellow in the chat room. I like that. Well, except for Carl Barks, but nothing's perfect, right? Scarlet Kitty, you're in there. Meow. Hey, baby. And also, Stabby McHugs. Stabby McHugs, the BTR ombudsman. And you should follow him on Twitter. If you're a regular BTR listener, he's a good person to follow, especially for late night drama. He's on top of it. He really is. And I'm going to get on top of some music right now and go into the screening room and screen some calls and come back with some callers. If you want to get in on this, it's 347-826-7667. I want to dedicate this song by Gogol Bordello. We were talking about Weave at one point last night. And I want to dedicate this track to Weave. He's probably not listening. But this is for Weave anyway. It's not a crime. I'll be right back.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо.
Drop the charges!
Я работать не хочу. Scripture be not tried.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Thank you for joining me, as always. It's a pleasure to service you. And hey, Rose, Desert Rose is in the building now. And it looks like we had flyover territory there for a second. Oh, let's see. Russell League Radio says 144 minutes. What does that mean? All right. It's time, bro? What do you mean it's time? 1 hour and 44 minutes. Yeah, we have an hour. Okay. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next hour and 42 minutes and 35 seconds. How about that? Is that better? TikTok. All right. Hey, let's bring on Stabby McCuggs. What's up, Stabby?
Yo, Stabby up in the hizzy.
Dude, Stabby, what is going on, man? So good to hear from you.
Yeah, I know it's been a while, but now I've just been keeping up with, you know, all my brony friends. I've been watching some My Little Pony and been catching up with Debbie Daly. She's been my best friend here on BTR for a while, so, yeah, we've been having good times.
So, same old, same old.
Same old, same old. You know, just watching My Little Pony.
Well, you know, I really appreciate your tweets. When I say that on the show, I mean that sincerely.
Cool, cool. Oh, and I enjoy giving them. Yeah.
Your live tweeting of Blog Talk Radio late night shows is spot on. It's just pitch perfect. I love it.
Well, I understand. You know, there's a lot of haters out there. They don't really, they don't appreciate my love for My Little Pony. But it's something that, you know, I understand why they don't like it, but they shouldn't be hating on me because of it. You also hate on me because of my love for Debbie Daly. And, you know, it's something that's kind of wrong. You know, I understand she's a crazy bitch and all, but, you know, that's my friend. You know, we've been best friends on here for a while.
Yeah, I know all about it. I know all about it.
All right. Anyhow, I got to let you go. Bill Wagner, Crew for Life, bitch.
All right. Sweet. Thanks for checking in, Stabby. I appreciate that.
Peace.
Wow, that was an extra special treat. Stabby McHuggs in the building representing the Bill Wagoner crew. Old friends of the show, Bill Wagoner crew, and I go way back. Yep. Oh, my God. Before there was the Russell League. Excuse me. Before there was the Russell League, let's see, I had... Who did I have? Cabin Crew. Essentially, I had Cabin Crew in my chat room before that. They kind of dominated my chat room. Before Cabin Crew, it was the BWC. And before BWC, it was Flawless Crew. So this makes 1, 2, 3, 4 troll crews of sort of been my house trolls, if you will. And what's great is along the way, you get some folks to stay around and come back. That's how I got to have, I want to say Diego, but no, it's not Diego. Carl, my previous cabana boy, Carl, is a great example of a troll that just kind of hung around. Oh, we got Granny Tranny in the house in flyover territory. Two other BTR stalwarts who host fantastic shows in their own right. Granny Tranny says Flawless Crew died. Well, you know what? Some of those Flawless Crew bitches follow me on Twitter. I feel like it hasn't died. I miss Flawless Crew. I think you always miss your first love, and my first love was Flawless Crew. Sure. To them, I was just a floppy creeper. But to me, they were like a passionate first love, an eternal flame that never goes out. Even if they're no longer assembled, they exist forever. Granny Tranny used to, speaking of Flawless Crew, Granny Tranny was in Flawless Crew. She was part of Flawless Crew. Every once in a while, you might catch an old Flawless Crew member in her chat room. You should check her out. Granny Tranny. Should I do a tweet? Hey, maybe during this Granny Tranny, let's do this. During the next break, Granny Tranny and I, we will bombard the former members of Flawless Crew with tweets and see if we can't provoke them to call into the show for old time's sake. Come on, we need chicks in here, right? Okay, let me see. Before we do that, let's take some calls. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Cameron.
Hey.
I'm calling from AT&T. Is this Vince Tosi?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm glad I was able to get a hold of you today. We've been trying to contact you for the last 2 weeks. You see, there's an issue with your internet.
What's the issue?
Well, it seems your flux capacitor's been having some issues. We've been trying to get a hold of you, but goodness gracious, it's been awful hard. You see, we need you to go ahead, and you see that button on your keyboard, the F5?
Yep.
Can you do me a favor and hit that?
Just did it.
How's that working? Is it helping, or did it bring up a menu?
What else? What next?
Pardon?
What next?
Well, you need to hit Control, then Shift, then press C 42 times, and High.
Okay. Well, what? And that's it? Now what?
Yeah. Is it helping?
Yeah, it's working fine.
Great. Don't mind him. That's Raul. He has this terrible laughing.
Oh, I thought that was a hyena. I thought you had a pet hyena.
No. That's Raul. He has a terrible laughing disease. I don't know what to do with him. Poor guy. He laughs all the time, even on the phone. I think he's going to get fired soon. Help me. I'm stuck in AT&T. They chained me to the desk. Help.
What?
sweet. Anything else on your mind tonight? From I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I know you're from AT&T. What's your name again?
Cameron.
Cameron, like Cameron. Oh, like Cameron Diaz. Got it.
Totally. But no, we also wanted to ask you if you wanted to upgrade your internet. We've been noticing you've been having a lot of high traffic coming off your connection, and we figured you might do best with an update.
That sounds great. Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Fantastic. All right. Now, that'll be an extra $250 each month. Is that okay with you?
Seems reasonable. Yeah, sure.
Great. Well, thank you for shopping Verizon. You have a great day.
You said you're AT&T. Hello? Hello? Cameron, are you there? Oh, we lost her. Sorry, guys. Wait, Anti-Crisis said I muted myself? Hello? Is this thing on? All right, I'm going to take another call and see who this is. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, Vince. My name is X-Knight, and I'm calling from Anonymous.
X-Knight.
Your provider.
Hey, X-Knight, dude. Oh, I didn't know. Go ahead, X-Knight. What do you got? Huh?
I said, hello, Vince. I'm calling from Anonymous, your Lowell's provider.
Oh.
I was calling today if I could interested you. I was calling today to see if I could interest in you in a few docs.
Totally
they're only 149,000. I don't know. That was Kat, by the way, who that was Kamandra.
Yeah, can you tell your cat, could you lock your cat in the closet or something? It's really loud.
He said be quiet. Hey, so I heard you're doing, well, obviously you are doing a show tonight. What's up, Vince? How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. Just trying to have a fun show.
Sorry.
Playing some gypsy influenced musical selections tonight and taking calls and just shooting the shit, dude.
Gypsy influenced music selections. Are we having a gypsy night?
Yeah, we're having a gypsy party night. It's gypsy party sexy time.
Oh, yeah, gypsy party sexy time. What's up? Hey.
So, I got a request from Kamonra.
You should probably play it.
And so since I didn't want to do, I should have just done a Gogol Bordello show. I did a Fish show.
Oh, man, Fish, all your listeners must have been stoned, man.
Dude, I got, in the last 2 weeks, my two highest rated shows, like most live listens, number one was the Warren Bronies. Number two was the Fish show.
Dude.
With Aspert,
yeah, the only reason people even listen to Fish is because, I mean, seriously, it only sounds good if you're high.
Totally, dude. Totally.
So I hear. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's you're exactly right. You need to be on drugs. I remember seeing them a few times, late 90s, early zeros, and I saw them a couple years ago. And, you know, I was.
Don't tell me you were a roadie.
No. I did follow them one time from. It was their tour that they announced in, was it 2000? I think it was that they were gonna, this was gonna, that was gonna be their last tour. They were gonna break up at the end of the tour, and the tour ended in the Bay Area. It ended at Shoreline, two shows at Shoreline Amphitheater. And leading up to it, you know, they came up from Southern California. So a friend of mine and I drove down to Chula Vista. Saw him in Chula Vista. It was awesome. Saw him the next night in Irvine, and I taped Irvine. I got a taper ticket because I had some gear with me, and I taped that. So I have my own personal audio recording of that. And then the next two nights were at its Shoreline in Mountain View in the Bay Area. And I saw both of those shows, and Bob Weir showed up, I think it was his first one of the nights, and sat in with them. And those shows were epic, just partly because of the drama, because they announced it was like the end of their tour, they were going to break up or whatever at the end of it. Which of course they got back together like 4 years later, but whatever. But it was very dramatic. It was very dramatic, and there was some really good drugs involved, and it was epic. I thought it was a great experience. I wouldn't take it back. But then I've seen them recently. Like I saw them at Bonnaroo in 2009, and I was just kind of like, all right, they're still fish. Okay, whatever. I get it. I remember seeing this. I've already seen this, like, because outside of that one little tour I did with them, I've seen them sporadically whenever they're in the Bay. And the very last time I saw them was 2009, I believe. And I think I was pretty much sober. I might have had a beer or two. No, that's right. I had a couple beers, and that was it. And my friend and I, we just chilled out, and like halfway through we're like, dude, are you tired of this? Yeah, me too. Yeah, let's just get out of here. let's beat the herd, you know, because we weren't on the level, you know. We weren't on shrooms, we weren't smoking pot, we weren't taking acid, we weren't on any of that shit. We just had a couple of beers, and we're just I used to work right by Shoreline Amphitheater, so I met my friend, we just walked there. You know, had a couple of brews, and we're just like, all right, I'm over this. Let's call it a night. It was kind of interesting.
Hey, just remember not to take the brown acid. That's shit's right. Bad. No brown acid. I think they announced that at Woodstock, I think. I've seen a few videos or some shit.
Okay. Apparently people are having trouble with the BTR player. If anybody in the chat room could communicate to those people that, because this happens all the time, I when I listen to other BTR shows, I have to do this too.
They can click the listen on your own player button. They can listen
exactly.
to it in one amp or
that always.
You
know. That exactly what I was going to say. Right underneath, I think the slideshow. There's a little link you can click. You know, play in your default player or whatever, and that will open up your player and it'll work.
Yeah.
BTR equals CIA. Antichrist 73 just said BTR equals CIA. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably a CIA front.
Hey, so during that whole BTR presidential vote, that president of BTR, that was official, done by BTR, right?
Oh, it was a legitimate, it wasn't binding, but it's for all intents and purposes, it's legit. By the way, I will admit, I threw the election.
You threw it?
Yeah, I never wanted to do it in the first place. Are you kidding me? They came to me. They put me on the thing. I didn't even ask for it. And it started, I had no part of it. They just all of a sudden there's a poll in there. I'm a presidential candidate.
Yeah, well, what I really, I wasn't too sure it was legit, because instead of doing this on like their own website, they were doing this on a Blogspot. They seem kind of ghetto right there, you know?
Yeah, that tells you about Jewish producer and Mr. Midnight Movie, two other BTR hosts. It was their brainchild. They decided, we should do a little presidential debate, you know, on our show. To coincide with the election, you know, the real election. It was supposed to be sort of like a spoof, I guess. And it got old really quick. It was, the joke was funny at first, and it just got old really quick.
Man, yeah, I can tell. I think I helped you get like a few votes, maybe 5 to 8 votes, but there wasn't much I could do for you, Vince.
Right.
By the way, I did send an email out to Chad Essler, he runs CartoonMonkey.com, right?
Uh-huh.
He's the one who's been helping. He's been helping John McAfee out with his blog. He does the hosting. And,
oh my God, that dude! I finally caught up with this John McAfee thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know his whole backstory or anything. But I heard his Alex Jones interview, and I don't know. That guy seems kind of like, he kind of seems like a freak, like a workaholic. You know, and it sounds like he's getting stiff-armed by the policía and the government there.
Well, I was hoping that we could get him, you know, get him to call in with Skype tomorrow night.
Dude, if you can hook it up, absolutely. I don't know how much pull my show really has. More than anything, it'll just be another. You can just call in and just leave another record of, you know, his side of things or whatever. That Alex Jones interview was extremely disappointing. Alex Jones was totally unprepared, had no questions for him. The guy was like, "Hey, give me your worst. Give me some challenging questions." He's like, "Seriously?" And he couldn't
come. Think about Alex Jones.
Yeah,
Alex Jones is he's fucking insane. You know.
Aside from that, he has fucking producers that he pays. And they can't come up with pre-screened questions to pre-screen them with and get a bunch of content lined up. Seriously, it was like a 40-minute interview, and the interview was really over in the first 10 minutes. Like, the guy just kind of like spilled his side of the thing, and then he's like, "All right, questions, Alex." And he didn't really have anything, and he's just like, "Come on, give me your worst. Come on." So I think my audience could come up with better questions than what
I know for a fact. If we can get him on the show, you'll have a full fucking channel, you know. So, and I'm sure your listeners would just have a whole bunch of questions that they want to ask, or. You know, you'll
get people that don't even listen to my show, though, will come to it just because it's him. He's an eccentric character, for sure. I don't know. It sounds the circumstances around him sound very, very sketchy.
If you understand any Creole and you listen to the recordings he's put out there. There was one in particular I listened to. He recorded it at his he's got some microphones set up around some of the places local to him. And he actually caught one of his employees talking to, I don't remember if it was a government official or city council type member, but they were talking about, you know, getting a gun and killing him, assassinating him, you know. And I know the police out there, they raided his home looking for a meth lab because of a post they made on a forum. They didn't find a meth lab, and he demanded an apology from the prime minister, who basically just laughed and said, "Fuck off." So I'm not sure if any of this sprouted from that.
The one thing I got out of this interview with Alex Jones was that he sounds like a pretty philanthropic guy. Like, he said, he's like, I donated $7 million or whatever and built a police station, you know, paid for their uniforms. You know, he's like, I paid for everything directly instead of going through the government. That was his whole thing. And that's why they're pissed off, is they're not getting their, you know, fair share of his fortune. And it sounds like he's playing by his own rules, and the locals aren't happy with it.
Yeah, well, what you need to realize is he was first a citizen, if I'm not mistaken, he was first a citizen here. He moved out there when he, you know, after creating McAfee antivirus, and so he's not a how do you say, a...
That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's not a local, but he wasn't born there. He wasn't raised there, you know?
But I think he's been there long enough to where he's been, he's probably become a thorn in the side of somebody in that has power there.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. You know, and from what Gawker, or not Gawker, Gizmodo and Wired put out about him, you know, when all this shit first came up, he sounded really messed up. He sounded like a druggie. He sounded like a, you know, this really bad person. And then I started reading his blog, and I seen, wait a second, he's nothing like any of these people are putting him out there to be, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, you know, really need to get him out of here, let him speak for himself, and let people ask him questions, and, you know?
Totally. Well, hey, let's take a quick little break. If anybody has any questions, wants to join me, 347-826-7667. I want to honor that request for Kimonra. She wanted to hear some more Gogo Bordello. And I'm going to screen some calls while I do this. Also, Granny Tranny, check it out. During this song, I'm going to jump on Twitter and tweet out at the Flawless Crew and see if I can't get them to jump in here. And if you assist me, that'd be great. Actually, anybody who wants to assist me, you can just retweet my tweets at the Flawless Crew. Maybe we should do a hashtag. Like, the hashtag should be Flawless Crew is dead. Or something like that. Or Flawless Crew, bring it. Oh, no, Granny, you're going to duck out if we do this? Oh, that's fucked up, Granny. Seriously, oh, my God. All right, I'll be right back.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wit, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. You were a 20. I was 20 and thought that so many years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, что музыка пошла, а звук говно. Start wearing purple for me now.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hear what I gotta say.
Oh, my God. Were you in my chat room last night, X Night?
No, I wasn't. What'd I miss?
My chat room was raped last night. If I had a dime for every time the word shit was typed in my chat room, I would be able to buy Blog Talk Radio and censor that word.
Man, you should see shit. You should see how much it said on fucking WT Bucksnet.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, let's bring on Crappy Airbags. He's going to join us for a few moments. What's up, Crappy Airbags?
Yo, Vince, what's up?
Nothing, dude. Just chilling out, playing some gypsy punk music, and chit chatting here with X Night and you. What it do?
Cool. You know, the best thing about gypsies, Vince, is they sell their children for dirt cheap prices.
Oh, don't start this, Kimonra. Please do not start this. Do I have to? I should copy you guys or give you guys a link to the chat log from last night. It's seriously, at a certain point, it's just shit nonstop.
Oh. Oh man, that sounds fun.
And on top of that, Nigger in Paris was writing Worth of the World really hard in the chat. It was just like fuck Worth of the World. Like that's all he did the whole time. Just said fuck Worth of the World.
Wow.
Yeah, he was writing her hard. I was like, dude, like, okay, we get it. Why don't you like chill out, man?
Yeah, it sounds like a fun night I missed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the Wrestle League was here, so it's always guaranteed to be madness when they take over.
I'm going to say right now, I followed their Wrestle League IRC account on Twitter.
Yes. Oh, so.
My timeline.
So fun.
It's never been so full, man.
Yeah, yeah. So much fun. Yeah, I have a list. You should subscribe to my list. I made up a Wrestle League list. I just go there.
Really?
Oh, it's great. I'll put the link in the chat here. I want to bring on another caller. A non-sicko is with us here, too. What's up, sicko?
Hey. What's going on, guys? What's up, Bags?
Hey, man. What's up? Long time.
Yeah. Just real quick, I want to say that Melissa is not a cougar. All of you people saying that are jackasses about me.
No, dude, we're talking about the skitties, dude. The kids are like 17, 18. To her, to them, she's a MILF.
Yeah, but I'm just saying she's not a cougar. Another thing, I want to give a shout out to my homie Caesar. He's got his mouth wired shut the other day in an unfortunate donkey accident. Just want to wish him well and hope it gets better.
Oh. That sounds like it hurts.
But yeah, so other than that, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just catching up with my Twitter here. Oh, before I get to my Twitter, the Wrestle League IRC, the Wrestle League IRC is so much fun. Oh man, if they weren't such crazy bastards, I'd hang out there more often because that's some lulzy shit, dude. You can have some fun in that IRC, but.
I don't know why you don't.
I have.
It's fun having you in there.
Yeah, it's fun being in there. It's bonkers though. You guys are nuts. Shouts out to the Wrestle League if they're listening. I think they're listening. Shmoop just tweeted me. But I love that bot where you can just the things you can tweet out, and it's you always know when shit's gone down when that thing starts popping off.
Yeah.
Yo, Vince, I just picked up some black market steroids for all those guys that are lifting over there in Russell League. I figure they need it. So they just got to give me an address and I'll send it out. Their balls are going to shrink to the size of raisins, but we got another shot that's blowing back up again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
So,
here's Chinese steroids.
They're Chinese.
Follow my list on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay/Russell-League.
Okay. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay/Russell-League.
Yep.
I didn't even think these things were public, man.
Oh, totally. It's a great way. It's a fantastic way to organize your Twitter lists. You know how I learned that from? I said this last night, too. Fucking broken record. Jackal taught me that.
Well, now the thing is I'm going to need to stop.
Oh, we lost Bags. Bags just old fagged on us. Later, Bags.
Oh, wow, that was gay.
It's okay. He called in. He's like, I'm going to only be able to stay for like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's gay.
He got in a couple of sound bites, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he did. Still. So what do you guys want to talk about tonight?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, there's a couple, like, if you want to talk news, there's a couple of big news stories out there. I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say about them.
There's a bazillion, but yeah, throw something at me. What's going on?
I mean, there's the Palestinian statehood bid that happened this morning where Palestine was officially recognized as a non-member state in the U.S. now. Nine countries voted against it. Obvious, it's like the Israel, the United States, Canada, et cetera. 41 or 49, something like that, abstained, and 100, and I want to say something, voted for Palestine to actually get their statehood, which is pretty cool. I mean, now that means that theoretically Israel's war crimes are now punishable or can now be pursued by the international criminal courts, which beforehand they couldn't because Palestine wasn't officially recognized. Obviously, it's not retroactive. They can't go back and look at things that Israel has done in the past and try to put because the ICC, you know, they don't put Israel on trial. They'll go actually after the people who are in control. So they can't put people in the past for their past actions. But from any actions going forward now, then the option is there for the ICC to pursue them. Then there's Syria. The internet was shut off today in Syria. All the evidence I see supports that it was actually the state that did it, not the rebel factions or outside countries. And nobody's been able to disprove that to me yet. But some people are trying to say that it's the rebels who actually cut off the internet, or you know, outside forces cut off the internet in Syria. And I just don't see how outside forces could do it. So let's see, what else is there? Bradley Manning testified this morning for the first time he's spoken publicly or spoken since his arrest.
Oh, what happened with that?
Well, he testified. They kind of laid out some of the extremes in which he's been held when he was at like Quantico and shit like that, where simple stuff like because he was only allowed at times to go outside for 20 minutes a day. He thought of creative ways to actually exercise, because exercise was, I guess, prohibited. So he found ways to get around that, where dancing wasn't prohibited, so he would dance. And then because he would dance to keep himself sane and stuff like that, they then used that as a sign he was going insane and cracked down on him harder. And everything he did to keep himself from going crazy and shit like that, they took as a sign to punish him more.
Damn.
I haven't really read too much on the Bradley Manning. Like I said, it's been a pretty busy news day today, so I haven't had a chance to read up on into detail a lot of things other than the Palestinian UN bid.
You know, this is the thing I don't like. Is the UN is sort of like this legitimate thing when you want it to be. Like, the UN really is just a non-binding piece of garbage that the elite nations all agreed to and then slowly absorbed the minions, the third world countries. That's a bunch of, it's just like a thing for them to either, totally ignore and discredit, or totally, endorse it and make it some like overarching thing. You know, I think it's a bunch of bullshit the way people manipulate that whole UN thing, whatever you want to call it, the process of it.
Oh, hey, guys, anybody have any experience with advertising on Facebook?
Thank no, you. I hate Facebook, dude. I'm so off of there.
Well, I hate it, but I thought it would be a great way to advertise, because I could set a daily budget, like a $5 daily budget, and set it up so I'm only paying like 10, 15 cents per click, right? But I have exposure to an audience of like 6 million business owners. Yeah. And my ad is running. It's been running for 2 days and still hasn't even gotten a single impression, you know? Like, it's not even loading on anyone's page.
I have no experience with Facebook ads,
though. You know who might? You know who might? I think Hammurabi's Code might. Hammurabi, what do you think?
What are we talking about? Some Middle Eastern shit?
I think so.
Somebody was just started talking about a Facebook ad. I don't know.
Oh, Christ. What the fuck do I care? I don't even go on Facebook. I'll tell you what I would like to do. Can you go give the phone to Ma?
Nah.
Please?
I mean, I can give it to her just so she can reject you herself.
Perfect.
Here, hold on.
The hell?
You gotta reject him.
Here you go. Bye,
Bonnie. What did I just miss?
What's up, Ma?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Behind.
I don't know what you guys. I'm sitting here on headphones, so I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. On the radio, it's behind.
Oh, I have no idea what Sicko is talking about. I just wanted to talk to you, Ma.
Oh, okay. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm real good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good.
Wait a second.
Hang on.
Ma, you're not even listening to the show. You just use this as a chat room to hang out in?
No, I have to sit on headphones listening to it because he's in the room on the phone.
Oh.
And it's way behind on the radio as compared to when you're on the phone.
A little bit of a lag.
Yeah.
It used to be a way bigger lag, though. To BTR's credit, they've shrunk in that lag time, but it's still
right.
I think it's lagged to like 10 seconds.
I think it's more like 5. Before it used to be like 20.
Right. Well, yeah. All I know is I didn't know what the hell I got handed the phone for.
Hey, Mo, you see that link in chat there? You should go to that.
Can you click on the link over there, hon?
What link?
I don't know.
Oh,
he said click
God.
On the link.
I do not endorse
clicking on any links. I can't. I'm not right by it.
I do not endorse clicking on any links pasted in my chat
room.
Tiny
chat.
once again, that's a fucked up link. It's tinychat.com/AnaniKitty.
Looks like whoever posted it did it twice.
You double posted it, asshole. There you go. Anani Kiss is the name of the Tiny Chat. Spyco is trolling an extra small type. It's hurting my eyes.
Is trolling an extra small penis?
Well, he's always doing that, but I mean, he's his font in the chat room.
When are you going to let me get at that, Ma?
Not actually in the chat room, Vince. Can you send me a link?
Ma, I think Hammurabi's got a thing for you.
When are you going to let a nigga hit that?
I think you need to quash his advances now before it escalates, because it could, you know, he seems pretty determined. He really likes you.
Well, I'm kind of taken, so there's that.
Nah, he hasn't put a ring on that shit. When are you going to let me get at that?
I'm happy in my situation, but I'm flattered. I'll say that. I'm flattered.
No, I'll just come out. It's all good. Me and Sicko, we can, throw down on a game of darts or horseshoes.
Yeah, I don't think it works like that. I'm not a prize to be won.
Yeah, no, you are. That's pretty much how it works.
Okay.
Didn't you see how Viz won Ellery Mitten?
Oh, Jesus. I'm not even going to speak to that.
See, I'm trying to be gentlemanly. I'm even saying horseshoes, darts.
Good old game of pool.
Could play pool. We could do rock, paper, scissors.
Mm.
I'll even let him choose. That's how confident I am that I will beat him and win your hand in marriage. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sorry, I was in the screening room.
Out of curiosity, Ma, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 37.
Yeah, you're heading into cougar territory, but that's okay.
Now, see, to be a cougar, you have to be A, older than me, and B, you have to be on the hunt for young meat. I already got mine.
Yeah, but that's too young. That's too young.
No.
Isn't he like 24 or 25?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's too young. When are you going to let me get at that, Mom?
I'm not. I'm taken.
Yeah, I think the it's pretty pretty much cut and clear that it seems that she's not interested, dude. She's with Sicko.
That's just because she hasn't seen me yet.
Hold on one sec.
Okay, sure. Great.
I don't see the button.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing. I mean, Sicko was trying to, he's having technical difficulties, so I was trying to put the phone on speakerphone so he could at least hear the show while I'm talking.
Oh. Just tell him he's not missing anything. It's boring.
Yeah, he's just missing out on me asking, yeah, when are you going to let me get at that, Ma?
I'm not.
Oh, God. You...
Sorry,
you...
I love him. I don't know what to tell you, even though he's a fucking asshole sometimes.
All right, guys. That's enough for one night. Let's bring on our friend Chris. Chris, you're on the air. What's up, Chris?
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, nothing much. Hammurabi is trying to molest Ma, and Ma won't allow it because she's with Sicko. And, they've just been jibber-jabbering about that for the past 10 minutes. What's going on with you, Chris?
Oh, I wanted to call, and I wanted to... I wanted everyone to know that I'm gonna rap tomorrow for everyone.
That's awesome, dude. I can't wait. Yeah, I heard about that. Tell us about it.
Working with my uncle, and he's been laying some tracks down for me, and I'm gonna perform one of my songs off my mixtape, and it's gonna be really good. So I want everyone to listen.
All right, listen, and I mean, tomorrow, yeah, everybody listen tomorrow. Tomorrow, that's gonna happen. That would be on Free Ball Friday. That'd be fantastic. We get the exclusive on the Friday show. That's fantastic. I can't wait.
I mean, my uncle, he was like, he's like, Chris, you were brought into this world, you gotta do something, and, I mean,
sorry, did we lose Chris? Chris, are you there?
I think we did lose him.
Chris. Hello, Chris. Maybe he muted himself on accident. I still see him as on the line.
Oh.
Chris,
did he call him with the phone?
Yeah, he's on. Hello, Chris. Can you hear us? All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to dump his ass. Boom. And then he'll call back in, and hopefully the connection will be better.
Yeah, I'd say.
But that's Chris, though. Chris, tomorrow night we'll be performing a rap song of some sorts. I don't know. Flyover Territory is taking off. Thank you, Flyover Territory. Appreciate you coming out. Big ups to everybody in the chat room, especially Anon Sicko, Anti-Crisis 73, Caddy Idiot, Crappy Airbags, Dougie Doug, Ghost Loves Obama. Holly B. I Eat Cake, My Show 27, Nayam. Hey there, Nayam. How you doing?
Is that spelled N-A-N?
N-A-A-N. Yum. Nanyum.
Nanyum?
Oh, Nanyum wants to hear Tyrone. You know, it doesn't look like Tyrone's going to show up tonight. I'm afraid there's no indications that we're going to hear from Tyrone. But
yeah,
I mean, come on.
I'm waiting on that. Yo, it's Tyrone.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. The guy's a busy dude, you know. He's got shit going. He's got in real life stuff going down, and he's busy.
All he does is sit online and troll.
He's busy. He's a busy guy. He's part of, you know, he's also involved in Wrestle League full time. He is, that's why he's always sounds so tired on my shows, because he's, you know, had a busy day of wrestling people, and, you know, he comes here and he just decompresses. And I think that's why.
That noise we kept hearing last Friday on the show, the one that was coming from his phone, they were sitting in the Russell League chat room talking about that, saying, hey, can we make that noise again?
That's one of the drawbacks of Tyrone, is every once in a while there'll be, yeah, just some hideous white noise.
Ixlit is the worst.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're a full-time buzzkill, fuckface. Now I'm coming for Come On Ra.
Wait, who's the
Yeah, so I think Tyrone has the night off. Sorry,
Put Come On Ra back on the phone.
Nanyum.
I want to talk to her.
Nanyum, that's how you say that, right? Nanyum?
She is currently busy.
I think we might have Chris back. Chris.
Controlling fucker.
Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, why did you hang up on me, Vince?
Well, I think we had a bad connection, because you were on, and then all of a sudden your audio cut out. We didn't hear you. And were on here. We didn't hear you for a good minute, so I hung up on you. And now I'm getting some hideous feedback from somewhere. But So I just dumped you so you could call in on, and the connection would be better, and it works. You're back.
Yeah, I'm here. Is Hammurabi Koyai here?
Yeah, he's here.
I wanted to say what's going on to the Russell League? I really love the Russell League.
Yeah, the Russell League's pretty fucking awesome. I think our fearless leader is thinking about calling in here. Somebody's got some serious. Oh, it's X Knight, of course. Why don't you turn your fucking speakers down, X Knight?
No, it's not. It's not.
That started when Chris came back
it's
on.
It's Chris.
Oh, I can't bash him for being a retard, so. It's all good, Chris. The Russell League loves you too, buddy.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris docks y'all, and he's currently masturbating to all your penises.
Oh, crap.
Wow, dude.
Thanks for that.
Wow,
that
what? Come on, did you really?
He's masturbating to everybody's penises.
Yeah, I mean, did you expect a smarter statement from me? Really? 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 Come on, Manny. No.
Grow your fucking molestache back out.
Let's see. My molestache is coming along pretty well. Just saying.
So there's been a little activity on Twitter. It looks like Crappy Airbags tweeted to Schmoop about Cabin Crew, saying, "Still waiting for your resume, nigga." Looks like there's a little tussle going on between Airbags and Schmoop there. There's some potential drama for you. Big ups to X Knight for being the only person to tweet the Flawless Crew.
I got a quick question. Is this Crappy Airbags? I mean, he called in earlier and then bolted out. I'm thinking maybe he should call back in and discuss this with Schmoop on air, and they can go ahead and figure this shit out.
Schmoop should call in. He still owes me money for that.
He's still on hold.
The problem with that is Bags is too fucking old to be up this late at this point. So you got to call. We have to have the show when it's before his bedtime.
Isn't he younger than Ma?
I actually don't know how old Bags is. Like legit wise.
Yeah, he's younger than
Ma.
That's weird.
I know how old he is.
Sicko.
Not according to age. What's up,
Sicko.
Bro?
Sicko. When are you gonna let me get at that, bud?
It's never gonna happen, bro. It's never going to happen.
When are you going to let me get at that?
But it's never going to happen. Like, you can try. It's just never, ever going to happen. You mad, bro?
Not really.
Nah, you're more jelly than you are mad. It's cool.
No, I'm not jelly either. It's all good, though.
Oh, he's jelly.
Because I'm going to get at that.
You think so?
I think it's, wherever you guys are, I'm going to beat you in horseshoes, and I'm going to get at that.
See, I don't think that's how it works. Plus, I don't think you could beat me in horseshoes.
That sounds like a challenge. You know
it
what I have to say to that?
A challenge.
Challenge accepted.
It is definitely a challenge.
Definitely challenge accepted.
Yeah, but see, you're not going to win, though. That's the thing, is I come from a redneck family, bro. I've been playing horseshoes since I was, like, 4.
Yeah, we're going to play with regulation horseshoes, not fucking toilet seats, so I think I have the advantage there.
No, I think you're thinking hillbilly. Hillbilly and redneck are two things, bro.
No, they're definitely the same, but I have a message here.
The fact
you
that
you think
hillbilly and redneck are the same shows your limited intelligence, bro.
Exactly.
You're 24. I don't even care. Vince, check
yeah.
your Twitter.
Check my Twitter.
Also, hillbillies and rednecks are the exact same thing.
They're absolutely not. You should know Ma appreciates intelligence in her in the men's
in her rednecks.
Days.
Awesome. I will make sure that I bone up on my redneck trivia.
Well, it's not about knowing about rednecks. That's like saying Spanish and El Salvadorian people are the same. It's just really not the same thing. Just
they're
the
same. They all look the same.
See, but that's where you're wrong. It's not even on the same continent, bro.
Okay. But they all look the same.
Dude, I bet you can't tell the difference between your ass and a hole in the ground. Just saying.
Oh, I can definitely tell that.
M&M's and Skittles look the same, but they're not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. Skittles are totally gay.
Well, exactly.
Sicko, you said earlier in Twitter that I must be getting seriously DDoSed by the bronies. What did you mean by that?
Your sound was off for a while. We just had to refresh.
Oh.
Yeah,
I apologize, folks. Lately, Twitter's been, like, taking a shit. I think it's because they shut down over the holidays. And, I don't know, all their crap is fucking not running right or some or whatever. So they probably need some good maintenance. But I've had to do that, calling into other shows where I have to listen in the default player option and then just stay in the chat, but whatever. It works.
They shut everything down during the holiday?
Well, they let obviously the service continued, but I think essentially all operations on their end were just gone. Like, because every time I'd open up my switchboard, I get a message saying, happy Thanksgiving, Blog Talk Radio is closed, you know, during the, you know, whatever date to date for the holiday.
That's stupid that they closed down for the holiday.
But they didn't, though, because, like, the service was still there. I was still able to do a show.
Oh, okay.
It was just like a disclaimer. I think it was sort of like for if you have technical issues or whatever, like there's not going to be any tech support or any shit like that. I don't know.
All right, well, that's legit then.
So some shit probably got fucked up, and now they got to, you know, they got to file a ticket, and it's just
speaking of coding that's been going wrong, man. What the fuck is going on with Twitter lately?
Oh, what exactly are you referring to? There's so much going on with Twitter.
Well, that's kind of my point. Like, okay, Twitter was there was always issues with Twitter. There was always some kind of bug happening or something like that, and those are to be expected with a service that is creating so much traffic. You know, that I mean, eventually issues are going to arise. That's how running a service like Twitter works. But here lately, it just seems like everything is fucked up. Like, nothing is working right the way it's supposed to anymore. Half the time you refresh the page and shit don't load.
Oh, that's your VPN, dude.
No, but it's not my VPN.
But it is your VPN. I'm telling you this because I know. What are you running? What VPN are you using?
I'm telling you, it's not my VPN.
I'm telling you it is. If you're connecting from a Canadian entry point or pretty much anything but a U.S. entry point, exactly what you just described is what's going to happen.
But see, I'm not connecting from anything other than a United States entry point, bro.
Even on those, it depends on what services they have limited. It's really fucking weird. I can't explain it either. But
just,
that's why
just
I'm not running my own VPN
trust
service.
Trust me, it's not my VPN.
Hey, Sicko, seriously, dude, when are you going to let me get at that?
Hey, Hammy, seriously, dude, it's never going to happen. But it's cute that you think it's going to happen. I mean, it's all good that people have dreams and goals. It's just sad that most people's dreams never come true.
I'm going to start a WePay to get up in those gets.
You can try, bro.
Oh, no, it's pretty easy to set up a WePay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could set up a WePay. I have full confidence that you have the ability to set up a WePay.
I totally haven't set up WePay. Can you set one up for me to get up in those gets?
No, I've actually never set up WePay either, to be honest. So
Good man.
There have been two set up in my name, but hell.
Can we still be friends after I get at that?
We can still be friends after you try, but it's just never going to happen.
Oh, I'm going to get at that.
If you think so, bro.
I'm just wondering when the fuck crappy airbags and Schmoop are going to call in.
Because
I can only tell how much I'm going to get at that so many times before people keep disconnecting.
Yeah, before people realize that it's just never going to happen.
It's totally going to happen.
But it's not, though, bro. Like, I don't usually, I don't lie to people. You know what I mean? I'm pretty open and upfront, and it's, I'm not lying to you when I tell you it's
right.
never going to happen.
But, see, that's just a hypothesis at this point.
No, bro, it's pretty much fact. What's up?
When are you going to let me get at that, bro?
Dude, X-Knight, you have a girlfriend who's listening.
X-Knight, you have less chance than Hammy does.
Yeah,
bro. When are you going to let me and my girlfriend get at that?
Oh, well, your girlfriend has a better chance than you do, bro.
That would be hot. That would be hot. Those two going at it? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never actually seen X-Knight's girlfriend.
Pay
you should tweet a picture over to me.
Pay-per-view.
You don't want that, bro.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, about relevant news, what's going on? We should talk
well,
about
you know what? That's a great question, and I think I have the answer. I put out the call for topics, and I got a topic from Mercedes, aka Usagi the Bunny, and she said she wanted to talk about the increasing cost of bacon, and apparently the droughts that have ravaged crops across North America and Russia have had a huge impact on the food supply, livestock, and farmers.
Pigs,
is somebody talking in
the
background? It's not very polite. I'm trying to, you have to self-mute if you're going to yell at your girlfriend, okay?
Okay, Vince.
The droughts mean that less feed to go around and farmers had to take drastic measures. One farmer said he fed cows candy to survive, while others have pared their herds. The NPA warned that oh my God, there's so many typos in internet fucking articles. Warned that the number of slaughtered pigs could drop by 10%. In the second half of next year, and that could cause the price of pork products to double.
But see, I read an article because, there was a big stink about the bacon shortage or whatever a few weeks ago or a couple months ago, however long it was. And I read an article that basically debunked that. I don't know. Don't ask. I think what they were debunking is people were saying that a bacon shortage was going to happen. And I'm pretty sure you're not, people aren't going to be able to tell that there's less bacon on the counter, on counter kitchen or store counters or whatever, but prices are definitely probably going to go up. But then again, prices are going up for everything. It's not just bacon. It's milk. It's bread. It's ham. It's turkey meat. It's eggs. Everything. Price of all foods are going up.
So is the price of plane tickets to get out there and get at that? Woo! I'm going to get at that, son!
It's so sad, bro. It is so sad. Like people having seeing people have unobtainable goals. Like, I like people's dreams to be able to be fulfilled, but it's going to be really sad when we have to start consoling Hammy because his dreams aren't going to come true.
Well, let's ask Vince. Vince, am I struggling in the get at that department?
Well, from the evidence that I've been presented, I would say, as far as random on the side shit, he's doing okay. He's doing all right. He's pulling some stuff. I have no idea what the bastard looks like.
I'm just giving you the 411. I'm gonna get at that.
It's just really
he's
not
big.
Gonna
he's
happen.
Really big though. I think he's something like 6'10".
6'5".
Yeah, he's huge, dude.
Damn it, my phone's gonna die. Hold on, let me go grab the other one.
Typical out. Oh, my phone
just
died.
Just like Sicko, my phone's dying.
How convenient.
It's not like this is an uncommon problem. This happens pretty much every time I'm on the show. So let me just grab a replacement. We'll be okay. I'm not on a cell phone.
Do you wish it to be fully charged? I plug mine into the wall. Just saying. Also, I'd also like to announce that LLS Kitty and New Classic Scissor on the side. And they'll be taking video and sending it to Hammy, and we'll probably be making a Hammy sandwich at some point.
A Hammy sandwich.
Yeah, it's a pretty good sandwich, bro.
No thanks. I think I'll pass.
I didn't invite you to be the bread.
Oh, my God. This just in from Stabby McHugs. Again, we had Stabby on the show earlier. He is the Blog Talk Radio Ombudsman. I'm doing my show here, conducting my show here, and other hosts, rival co-hosts, are doing shows. And apparently, over at Goofy Bones show, Todd Morris is saying some shit about me. So I wouldn't be surprised if those guys called in a second. So I just want to warn you guys that that these guys might be coming through. This could get ugly for a little bit. But never mind that. Hopefully, I just want to brace you guys for the worst. But I think we're going to be okay. Let's check in with Chris. Chris, how you doing? Well, what's going on?
I was just listening. I think Kamarami Cole gets rejected more than I do from the girls.
I'm sorry, I cut out for a second, guys. I didn't quite make it to the phone charger, but Chris does have a good point.
I mean, the one time, I took this girl in my closet, and, she sucked my dick, and, I didn't even ask her. Hammurabi calling, he asks, and he doesn't even get it.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
I don't know. I missed it.
I heard something about he's getting a blowjob from a chick in a closet, and my name. I was not that chick, I promise you.
I mean, you just seem that you get rejected a lot.
Yeah, man. It's pretty rough. It's real rough. You know? I hate getting rejected by chicks' boyfriends. It fucking sucks.
And if Goofy Bone comes on here, he's a faggot. Goofy Bone's a faggot.
Yeah, you know, Goofy Bone essentially hijacked my content for his show last night.
Well, of course, that's because he doesn't have content of his own. When your show was quiet, it was still better than a Goofy Bone show.
Yeah. Hey, we have another caller.
I'll be honest,
here.
I went to a Goofy Bones show,
The women never came.
I honestly believe, Vince's show normally somewhere between 18 and 45 people tuning in. So I was thinking, Goofy Bone, he's the president. I would expect you to have a good 30 listeners. Eight. Eight, but somehow had 100,000 votes.
No. Go ahead.
You rigged the votes.
Oh, no, that's X-Night.
That's impossible. There's no way to even do that, bro.
Oh, yeah, there is. I did it for Vince.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
Uh-huh.
Because we all know X-Night is the greatest hecker known to man. So if you had, Vince would have had well over 9,990 million votes.
Actually, the thing was I was going to write a script to do post requests every now and again from proxy IPs. but I got lazy.
Oh, you're a fucking retard. It doesn't even do shit. I did it from I just wrote a quick macro in like 30 seconds and just let that shit run overnight. You're talking about like, what are you going to start fucking writing some shit? You should write it in basic.
I was going to do it, but then I got high, you know, so, yeah.
There's
hey,
no
Vince,
weed where
I request. Vince, I have a request.
Oh,
I wanna
shit.
Hear.
What?
I want to hear, but then I got high.
Died.
Yeah.
Can I veto that?
Yeah, me too.
Totally gypsy.
It's like
that.
That is not fit into the format of the program tonight. I'm sorry. We're doing a gypsy-themed show. And we will stick to gypsy-themed music. Thank you very much. I am going to... I have a bunch of callers now. People are starting to light up the switchboard here. We got about 25 minutes to go, 27 minutes to go. I'm going to take a quick break here to go tinkle and then screen some calls and be back with you in just moments.
Thank you.
Booyah. I was muted again. God damn it. That was Chantel with Disco Boy. And, of course, Disco Boy, also, I believe, Frank Zappa has a song called Disco Boy. Hammurabi might know if that's true. Hammurabi, are you a Zappa fan?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just, fuck. Disregard that message I just put in the chat. My bad. I meant to do that at the beginning of the song. So when I play the next song, it's going to be ups, and that's going to be towards the end of the at the end of the show. It's going to be upside down Russian text only for the last 5 minutes of the show. That will be so. Get ready for that. It will probably do. This will turn into audio spaghetti too. But I'm back here with X Knight, Hammurabi's Code, Chris, Sicko, and now we are joined by Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What's up, fuckers? You faggot. Hey, I heard you were quitting IRC.
Who?
Shadow. I heard he was quitting IRC. I've been popping in and out every once in a while. But you're actually quitting? I've been taking a break dealing with some personal stuff. Cool, that's cool.
Yeah, when IRL calls, you have to listen.
Yeah, bills are important, motherfucker, apparently. Can't just kind of toss them under your bed and go, oh, maybe I didn't see them.
Except for when you have paid time off, then you don't have to listen.
Paid time off. Yeah, I don't get that shit. I live in Daytona, man.
I work in the corporate world. I still don't get it.
So I'm over here looking at my tweet deck, and Adamo or whoever the fuck was posting something about my villain name. The fuck's that about?
You're what?
Apparently I'm Lord Juggalo.
Oh God.
You know what? I think they should just. You know what? I think your evil name should be, just put a faux in front of your name. Be faux Shadow DXS.
Faux Shadow?
Yeah, because that's the new thing, dude. If you want to be hard, you got to be faux Shadow.
Shadow.
And it's like foreshadowing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg's going to have a problem with that one.
Faux Shadow.
Faux
Shadow, my man.
So what's up, Hammurabi? How you doing today, fucker?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Had fun banning you from Tiny Chat earlier.
You banned me from Tiny Chat?
Shadow gets off on banning people. Every time I hear someone, it's about somebody. I'm hearing something else about how he banned somebody, and it's like he does it.
Oh, dude, I went on a banning spree today. It was great. Absolutely anybody and everybody.
What TC was this?
I hate bossy girls.
Oh, I did go back and I was banned. I thought it was because I just idled forever.
No, you literally just popped in and I was like, nope, fuck you. And then Blitzkrieg got a juggle out of it.
Oh, good. Good. So that's pretty much how you filled your day today?
Well, like I said, I took a break from the personal shit I was dealing with. Despite the fact that I had someone riding my ass all day. Just in case you're listening, imp. That shit was, huh?
EMP?
No, imp on a stick. I think she's still in graveyard right now.
Oh, I was gonna say EMP just got raided, man.
No, I don't know an EMP. That sounds like some faggot fucking name trying to be cool.
He got raided. Well, no, he was caught up in Operation Cyber Slam. With Crash, but he...
Hold up. Does that have anything to do with Anonymous?
No, not at all. Operation Cyber Slam was an FBI operation launched to take down the DDoS Mafia, which included, I guess, Crash was part of it, and then there was this guy, EMP, And then there was a guy that was paying them off. Rumor is they were being paid $10,000 to DDoS the website of TiVo.
Apparently, there's such a thing called the DDoS Mafia.
There was.
Apparently,
but,
X-Night is gayer than I thought.
Well, dude, if you've ever seen this guy on Tiny Chat before, you would have known that instantly.
Oh, no, I have. And, I mean, Singh's got some pretty nice photos of him, too.
Sanguine, as in Sanguine Rose, Sanguine Arius, however the fuck you want to say his name.
Oh, you mean my old MySpace photos where I was a pale god?
Yeah,
dude,
you're emo
everything,
fuck,
apparently.
It was hilarious. And I hope Sang is listening, and I hope he tweets that shit right now. Because he knows it's like you at your grandma's table with your emo bangs and your molestache. And it was by far the best fucking photo I've ever seen in my life.
Is that the one where he still had the pedo stash?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that picture.
First of all, I was like 16. It was my girlfriend's house.
How is that an excuse?
That doesn't make it any better.
House. That's how
well,
I grew these emo bangs and pedo stash?
I'm not denying. That was a horrible,
you made some poor life choices leading up to that moment, my friend. And it all culminated in a glorious fucking photo.
Did you, like, get picked on and abused and molested as a child, X-Night?
No.
Yeah, if there's a well in that one, it's an instant yes.
No.
You got finger banged as a kid.
I will say that I was a victim of child abuse, but not sexual.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Were
you just a pussy? Because I caught some beatings as a kid, and I don't tell people. I was a victim of child abuse.
My parents used to beat the shit out of me relentlessly.
You were born with a penis, right?
Dude.
You're going to sit here and be like, I was a victim of child abuse. Come on, man.
Dude, I was, like, locked in my room for days at a time where I was forced to shit in the corner.
Yeah, nigga, that's called being grounded. Get over it.
I'll give it to you on that.
But,
you must have been a horrible fucking child. Who the hell locks their kid in the fucking room for days?
Yeah, I was a fucking demon child, dude, but it doesn't even fucking matter now. That fucking photo, that is not the worst you guys could get on. Hey, trust me. So
I have
not
to ask,
worried about it.
X-Night, have you ever tasted a penis before?
No.
What the fuck am I hearing?
What the fuck is whistling?
Yeah, is somebody blowing a goddamn rape whistle?
I don't know. I'm just glad there's only 15 minutes of this bullshit left.
Bullshit?
You really? It finally gets good, and you're like, God, I hope this ends.
Yeah, now the shadow.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm trying to catch up with Twitter.
Fuck yeah, dude. Twitter's pretty serious business. But then again, it's on the internet, so by default.
Yeah. Internet serious business.
Yeah, speaking of serious business, Chris, do you have any commentary to lend to the... I keep Chris on hold because he had some hideous background noise, but Chris, you've been on mute for a while. What's up?
I'm sorry. I'm setting up my...
Is this nigga drunk?
No, he's developmentally disabled. We can't say retarded anymore.
Oh, yeah, he's retarded. That's retarded.
My bad, homie.
Well,
I know you were the retard.
No. We're
retarded,
we're
Chris.
PC.
What's your name?
We're trying to be PC here. We're just calling Chris now, all right?
No. This thing is politically correct. Hey, retard Chris. What's good,
Colorado.
Man?
I got complaints, everybody. I got complaints from female listeners.
We don't not say retarded here.
We have to.
Okay,
Blog Talk
fine.
Radio, a cease and desist order said that I have to say developmentally disabled Chris, okay? And I just say Chris because it's easier.
Vince.
You can call me.
You need to answer the next call that comes in on
restriction. Oh, shit. Fine. There's a call on the hold right now. Your hands up, caller. Who's this?
You like that shit, Vince? What? 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 What?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Right. See you later.
Where's the 40 ounce?
We played that. Last night for Forsaken's birthday. Okay, that's old. That was yesterday. Let's take another call. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
This is Vince.
This is Vince. Who's calling, please?
It's Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes.
Whoa. Yeah? The bitch from Las Vegas, Mercedes?
Yeah.
Is this the supervillain?
Yes, this is, bitch. How you be?
I'm all right. We need to draw
you
a comic.
Oh, I can't wait
till
next DEFCON woman.
That would give me, like, an endless amount of joy.
Oh, my God.
God damn it,
you
Shadow.
Used
you
to be, like,
have
a Shadow
to
comic
women
book.
Off with a stick.
No, it was really funny, because actually I ran into Shadow at some barbecue we were eating, and he walks up to, like, the railing, and he looks over, and I just spent, like, 30 minutes eating soup while, like, Ashera, I don't know, you know, Jen, Ashera?
Yeah, we all know Ashera.
For, like,
in before you
she
shit your pants.
She stared at me creepily for, like, 30 minutes while I ate soup. It was strange.
Sort of like the in real life equivalent of on Twitter now?
I dare you to eat soup for 30 minutes while she stares at you.
Vince, I dare you to answer the next call that comes in.
What's the next call that comes in?
Oh.
Russell League.
I feel like this is rigged.
It's Schmoop.
Is it Schmoop?
Oh,
oh
God.
My God, that faggot.
I've been trying to...
It's not Schmoop. It's just Russell League.
I thought Russell League wasn't...
But Schmoop is saying he's been on hold for like 2 hours now, dude.
No, dude.
I don't believe that.
No,
I do.
No.
We were talking about it earlier.
Has been going, like, the show has
been
going
on for
like
an hour and 45 minutes last night.
Hey, Mercedes, are you following me on Twitter?
Shadow?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You should totally check, because I want to DM you some stuff later.
What are you DMing me?
Sexy pictures.
His moves.
Yeah, my moves.
I have
my
an entire
cam.
Folder of that shit.
Yeah, we've already seen it.
When I actually funny story about that, I used to keep a folder of it, and I used to collect it and catalog it by, like, the nickname of the person that had sent it to me. And then the FBI showed up, and they confiscated that computer, and hilariously enough...
Oh, I hope
enough,
they got an eye full of man cams.
Oh, my God. The hilarious thing is, like, the directory name, it was right on the desktop, and the directory name was anonymous. And so when they showed up and they confiscated the computer, that was, like, the first thing they opened. And so I can hear them in the other room talking about, like, oh, open that one. And then it gets really quiet, and I just start laughing, and... the agent in charge is like, what's so funny? And I was like, they just opened my porn folder. And so there's, like, all these pictures, and I swear it's, like, some of those pictures, they're almost like baseball cards. It's like there were only so many dispersed. So there's, like, a folder in the FBI somewhere that says, like, Evil Works, and it's got, like, that one picture in it, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm rather proud of that moment. It's hilarious. They don't really know what they're doing, do they?
Oh, of course they do. They're the FBI.
Oh, not...
Yeah,
right?
They're
so well-trained. Did you guys know IRC is a website?
This is news? You mean I can click this shit instead of typing all the complicated commands?
You haven't read that, subpoena? Where they say that IRC is a website that Anonymous uses to communicate their terrorist plans.
No, I'm too ignorant.
They call it a website like four times, and it's like, yeah, it's just like Facebook, right?
Hammurabi, you knew it was a website, right?
Absolutely, but more importantly, I got to tell Vince, Schmoop's on the line. And he wants us
you
to know.
You keep telling me that, dude. You keep telling me that. I thought.
Rules
I
learned to just shut the fuck up and put his ass on.
All right. Well, you shut the fuck up first, okay?
No problem.
Ooh.
All right. I'll bring Schmoop on us in a second. I just want to remind all the people that are listening. The broadcast is going to keep going on here for as long as we want it to. But as far as it being live streamed on the internet. That's going to cease to happen in 8 minutes. So if you want to hear the rest of the conversation,
eight whole minutes.
Yes, it's.
So you're essentially giving Schmoop 8 minutes to talk about rape jokes.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick.
7 minutes.
Tock. Oh my God, will we make it? And no, we'll be we can have Schmoop tell rape jokes and say nigga repeatedly.
That's
well,
all he really does, right?
For another,
and
for
he's
another,
like,
oh, you haven't heard him?
He's really desperate to, like, be E! Famous. I know. He should just try, like, doing stuff and then getting arrested. That worked really well for, like, at least 14 other people that I know.
I can't wait. The next DEF CON, me and Vorbis have a nice surprise for you, Mercedes.
Shadow, I'm going to buy you a hairbrush next DEF CON.
I actually cut my hair. I'm sorry.
Damn it!
I might grow it out for you, but you gotta grow your beard out.
I dyed mine blue.
Dye your bush
blue.
It's
like bright cobalt blue right now.
Dye your bush blue.
I thought about it, but I shave it, and so like I didn't want to grow it out to dye it blue.
It's only like a couple of days of itchy. That's it, and then you can just dye it blue.
No, pubic hair is gross, I feel, so.
It's only gross when you gotta pick it out of your teeth.
That's where all the funk lives, dude.
Hey, Shadow, you say you're going to Ipsy, man?
I'm going to what?
You just say you're going to Ipsy?
No.
Let's hypothesize yes.
I was gonna say, I'm like,
Durr! Oh yeah, sorry, I can't do that. We actually have a derp on the line.
We have a derp on the line. We do have a derp on the line. It's developmentally disabled Chris. Say hi again, developmentally disabled Chris, to Mercedes.
What's going on, Mercedes?
Oh my God, I want to kick you in the teeth and make you talk right.
It doesn't work that way.
Shadow,
I'm going to hell.
Shadow, you are so mean, man.
How am I mean?
You just told a derp that you want to kick him in the face and make him talk.
All right, speaking of derps, hey, we got to squeeze in more calls before the time runs out.
Yes,
bring
on more victims.
So speaking of derp, I think we might have Schmoop on the line. Schmoop, is that you? Oh, really? Dude, you know what? I think the rest of the league is scared. You know what? To be honest, I think the rest of the league is scared of my show. Notice how none of them are in my chat room?
Schmoop reminds me of this idiot that I knew in high school. And the great thing about this guy is if you wanted to make him angry, all you had to do was spend, like, 8 solid hours telling him that he was awesome. So literally every 5 minutes, he would say something. He'd just be so like, that's so awesome, Sean. And at the end, he raged. Like, he actually got so angry one time that he drove his car into a ditch, like, just for the attention. And when the article came out on the newspaper, when it went online, literally everyone in my high school,
hey,
like, commented,
Mercedes,
that's so awesome, Sean.
Mercedes, has anyone ever stuck a dick in your mouth to shut you up before?
That's so awesome, Shadow.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
That's so awesome.
Not yours, though, dude. And, geez, I'm sorry. I apologize for everybody for putting that image out there. My bad.
Are you festively
oh, Shadow, trying
Mercedes
to put a dick in anything? Shadow, do you have to, like, pull your fat rolls out of the way when you do that? Like,
you want to find
that's
out?
That's my question. Next DEF CON, possibly. I'd just
oh,
like
shit.
To see it. If we can find you someone willing,
okay.
Can I watch?
You two definitely need to just fucking get it over with. A heat fuck. Some sport fucking. Hair pulling, ass slapping, all sorts of dirty fucking shit being said. Just going at it.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, I'm down. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Trying to work him into a fat fuck fucking frenzy.
It's the only exercise on my game.
I just want to see how he manages to pull the fat rolls out of the way. Like, that's my main question.
Hey, I've got some magical fat.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is, Mercedes, you sound like you're a little bit bigger lady yourself.
No, she's
voluptuous. No, she's not.
She's curvy. She's just right, dude. I've seen her, dude. Oh, my God. I sat next to her in fucking court when she got arraigned, man. It was like I had a boner the entire time. It was insane.
Yes,
She had a form. I was pitching a tent the whole time, trying to hide it with my notes because I was there as a serious journalist because I'm from the internet and a serious business here, so I was doing some reportage.
And then what is the first serious question that he asks is in court? He's like, can I get a picture with you? Will you sign it?
Wow, Vince, really?
Oh, that's bullshit. She's trolling. Dude,
thank you
actually,
for the lack of couth there, Vince.
No.
You totally fanboyed. It was great.
She's trolling, dude. Actually, the first thing I did say to her, does everybody remember crappy tires?
You mean crappy airbags?
No, crappy tires. The person that airbags like sort of stole the idea for his name for.
There's
this kid. He was down with Ott Bart and all that stuff, and he was doing blog talk shows basically with Anonymous, and during that time, and so I tweeted out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the arraignment. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can try to meet some of these folks, blah, blah, blah. Tweet me any questions.
We're very approachable.
Yeah, exactly. And so people tweeted me questions to ask, and Crappy Tires asked me to ask you if you would go out with him or something.
Yeah, actually, that happened a lot in court.
You said no, you were taken.
Yeah, I am.
That's the first thing we said for reals.
Yeah, and then the funny thing is, so I had there was the court meeting after that, not the arrangement, but like we have like evidence meetings or whatever where we all show up and say like we're not ready yet, and then we go on for another month. My lawyer went to the next one, and someone actually went to court and pickpocketed his phone to call me from my lawyer's phone and ask me if I would go out with him. And then he apologized and returned the phone.
What a gentleman.
Speaking of gentlemen, Schmoop has one last message for Mercedes. He wants me to tell her that...
40 ounce.
Nope. He wants me to tell her she's not worth his time, and it's like beating up Shaggy.
Oh.
He seems scared. I don't know. Like, he'll make one comment on Twitter and then disappear for 24 hours.
Because
okay, sorry, Sam Robbie. You got to mute yourself in between talking. Sorry. Go ahead.
He sort of will say something on Twitter and then disappear.
No. You were there, but I was getting like major, major echo. So
not on me.
No, I know it's not on you.
I don't even listen to your show, Vince. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's you're better off.
I did crush that man's sapping ability and ego for like the next 3 weeks.
However,
see a Vince in the Bay t-shirt last week in Las Vegas, and I gave the guy a bro fist, and that was about the extent of support I'm willing to put into your show.
That's what
a
that,
bro fist? What about a blowjob? I mean, shit, man, come on.
So, did you really? I didn't really think you were gonna take the supervillain comment that far, Shadow. That you would actually bother to mention it to other people.
Oh, no. Somebody had tweeted that, Adamo or whatever on Twitter. Yeah, was saying, what's his supervillain name, Lord Juggalo. And I thought that was absolutely fucking hilarious.
No, because how did Jay find out? Because I didn't tell Jay.
I don't know. I didn't really tell anybody.
All these other people found out without me telling them. So I'm assuming someone took it to heart.
Well, I mean, Pasha Pasta was there, fucking Ashira, all of them were all there, including Chrome 2600.
And all of them think I know who they are.
That you turn around and go, oh my god, it's Shadow DXS, my favorite supervillain. And everybody's just kind of looking at you.
I didn't know your username.
Yeah, you did. You looked right at me and said it.
No, someone introduced you as Shadow, and I said, Shadow, you look like a supervillain.
Okay.
I think it was,
somebody's got the facts wrong.
Chrome introduced you as Shadow.
Chrome is one creepy woman. Dear God.
Chrome is hilarious. What are you talking about?
She is. She's funny, but dear God, she is, like, scary.
She can be. Yeah, she's very mama bear. Not in, like, the Sarah Palin, like, crazy kind of way, but, like, the...
No, more like Britney Spears.
That's a
front seat child seat.
Grizzly mom. I think that's technically...
Seriously. You have no idea.
It's like,
I know. Everything was
partial
furry,
furry
completely
furry
topped
territory.
When it came to Ashira's little slutty dresses.
Oh, my God. Do you remember, not this DEF CON, but the year before, Ashira doing that panel?
Yeah, I remember seeing the video and all that crap. Like,
I was the drunk bitch on the chair, shouting at her to show her tits.
Oh, that was you? Good Lord, you have a fucking shrieking voice.
I know. I was also, like, tanked off my ass.
Tanked.
And there was, at one point...
Fuck, you tanked anymore.
I spent a lot of time drunk. Pro tip. No,
you
it was
sound
hilarious.
Like it.
You know, I sound wasted?
I said you sound like it.
Today. I haven't been drinking today.
Oh, man.
So you
you're
just naturally
trouble.
Have that slur to your voice? Just,
yeah, all the time.
Somebody must have abused your mouth. Anyways, please continue.
Hmm?
Who else on here now? Me, Shadow, this
well,
Mercedes
Well, let's do a
check.
Little roll call, shall we? We have X-Knight. We have Hammurabi's Code. Developmentally disabled Chris.
Retarded Chris.
For Faux Shadow DXS. Oh, Mercedes. I renamed Shadow DXS. I told him in order to be hard on Twitter and on the internet, you have to have Faux somewhere in your hand.
Dude,
so
I puked up three fucking 32 ounces. I'm not hard. Come on, get it right.
Faux DXS now. And we have Mercedes, and we have three lurkers that are just listening.
Fucking lurkers.
Everybody
special
waiting. I think I would imagine...
Mama dropped him on his head.
Hey! Vince is the only person allowed to make music come out of this fucking headset.
They lock him in a shed.
Vince, I will donate your show $1 if you miss the bitch.
$1? A whole dollar.
A whole dollar.
Hey, Mercedes.
Hey, times are tough. Times are tough.
Mercedes,
Shadow,
what did you get Vans for
Shadow
doing?
Giving up a dollar, man.
What did I get Vans for?
Yeah, shut up, X-Knight. Yeah, you.
My indictment is for conspiracy to commit denial of service, which I find as funny as everyone else does.
So you used Loic.
No.
Low orbit ion
cannon.
LOIC. Don't call it Loic.
No, see... You forgot the conspiracy part. I'm not actually indicted for having done it. I'm indicted for conspiracy, which means I'm essentially indicted for being a
traitor.
Conspiracy.
So it's basically like attempted denial of service.
Like you
they
thought
caught
about
you for talking
it?
About
no.
it.
You're misunderstanding conspiracy.
Well,
I'm
no,
indicted
I
for
I
encouraging other
like
people to do it.
Oh,
I'm indicted
wow.
for being a cheerleader.
Let me guess. If you guys take down this website, I'll show my boobies.
No. Not really.
Bullshit.
It
don't
was,
even lie.
No,
don't
there
even
were no
lie.
Tits involved.
Uh-huh.
There were no tits involved.
Sure.
Someone at IRC says you've got big titties.
Oh
I do
God.
Have big titties.
She's
let's
she's
see them.
Big old titties,
she's
man.
Doing just
nice. Flopping
just right.
Mogging
she's
around.
Out.
Oh, fuck it. I'll ask...
There's... Whoever you're man, would you shut up for a second? It's my goddamn fucking radio show.
Yes,
and
sir.
You assholes wonder why
God.
I mute your asses. God, I can't even get a fucking word in.
Love you, Vince.
You totally wrestled me. You've totally wrestled me because now I forgot what I was going to try to say to Mercedes.
Something about big titties.
Oh, God, yeah, she's doing just fine in that department. You should go to my
says H cups. What do you got? What are you rocking,
again,
lady?
Again, my show. Again, my show. Okay.
I am. Sorry, I am rocking a 32F.
Mother.
Dear God.
That chick has an H, Vince. I think I told you that yesterday.
Once they go past D, it's just it doesn't
bullshit.
Matter. Big.
I'll bet her F's are super nice. The H's are nice as well.
I could bury my face in the motherfucker's motorboat for hours, man.
You have a really big face, so proportionally.
Yeah, but you have really big old bitties, so it kind of works.
Proportionately.
You know what? You're gonna need some scaffolding to get up there, though.
Fuck that, man.
And one time I had some.
Shut up, X-Knight. Just shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
You. Shut the fuck up.
Me. No, I'm good.
My name's X-Knight, and I'm trying to be hard on the internet. People should take me seriously.
Right?
Hey, so
no one ever takes me seriously. It's okay.
If
what?
I say somebody should DDoS Shadow DXS's asshole, then I could be indicted for conspiracy.
Who the fuck comes up with a hypothetical situation like, for real, X-Knight? Who in the hell do you think you
okay,
are?
Okay, wait. Hey, is Shadow DX's asshole an actual website?
Yes, it's called 4chan.
Then yes.
See, by shoving a whole bunch of like quarters or something up there, you prevent all of his boyfriends and shit from getting in there. So it's
yeah.
Oh wow, you corny motherfucker. That was seriously your highlight of the night was
if you shove the boyfriend.
Shove a butt plug up in it, and it's denial of service because then your boyfriends can't come by.
Okay, first off, let me explain something to you, X-Knight. As many tacos as I've consumed in my life, if you ever shove anything up my ass, it becomes a projectile in a matter of seconds. That is highly ill-advised, okay? Second off, good luck sticking anything up my ass.
What kind of tacos? I prefer the allegory pink canoe.
Damn, bitch, that was specific.
I thought it was Tuna Town.
I'll be honest.
Do you guys ever read Oglaf? Like O-G-L-A-F?
Are you Mercedes Heffler or Halfler or whatever?
Hafer, H-A-E.
I
guess
so.
Oh, straight up Google searching me right now going, take all Betty's where? Where the Betty's at?
Fuck yeah, I am. Are you kidding me?
She's
not making it easy.
Can,
just dropping a link in the channel, which would be the classy thing to do, obviously.
If you guys can find my tits on the internet, then congratulations.
Do I get a congratulations if I hack your webcam?
There is exactly one picture of my tits on the internet, and they're, like, posted by my ex-boyfriend from, like,
will find it.
High school.
High school?
So,
what high school do you go to?
You know what? I prefer to use my imagination. Honestly, I prefer to use my imagination.
I think
you got to spoil it. You got to share the love. Information needs to be free instead of the picture of her fucking titties.
Yeah, that one's to be free, man.
Good luck finding it.
Just being, you're too preoccupied with the physical material world, okay?
Dude, I'm a logical thinking person. That's all I care about is what I can prove.
She's a wizardess. Is that how you say it? Wizardess?
Wizardette.
Wizardette, yeah. Now, you should treat her with the respect that title entails, okay?
First off, I'm a juggalo. Juggalos are known to be wizards. So fuck all that shit. This bitch ain't got no fucking clue what a wizard's all about.
Is that so?
Hell yeah, bitch. What? Well, what you want to get with this fat hocus pocus? Like I said earlier, I got some magical fat woman. Come on.
I've also heard that you're, like, notoriously easy to social, which is, like, how Marduk got root on Vox.
I think you got the wrong shadow, because first off, I've only popped in on VoxAnon a couple of times. I don't own nor operate anything on Vox.
Which
and
is
I've never talked to a Bardock in person. So you got the wrong bitch. Sorry.
So you admit you're a bitch?
Oh, totally. I'm the biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
I believe you. Which is the shadow that runs Voxsign?
I don't know, but it ain't Shadow DXS. That's for damn sure.
Did you just ask if Shadow ran Doxpin? First name Dox, last
no,
name Ben?
No, not Doxpin.
No, Vox,
no.
As in Vox Anon,
Vox.
Where Mr. Gatsby
oh, God,
likes to hang
that's
out.
The worst fucking IRC ever.
Isn't it? It's so fucking terrible. I'm not even allowed
Mercedes.
On IRC. And it's like, I still
Mercedes.
Hear about it.
Dude, it's better that way. You're not missing anything. Trust me. It's so much better.
I still
better
hear
that
how
way.
Terrible it
Vince,
is.
Vince, you can't pop in for 30 minutes and be like,
no way, dude.
Oh,
you
I
got,
guess there's nothing going on here but people trolling me,
you,
so.
It, you know, I've never had anything but trouble every time I go into an IRC. So
hey,
I, that's, I'm just going from experience, right?
Yeah. I miss IRC.
Okay.
There's so much
trouble
fun,
my
man.
Balls, Vince.
Although I have to admit, the rest, like, I'm talking shit a little bit, but the Wrestle League IRC is, to be honest, is kind of lousy.
You should totally check out Reaper Sec. We would love to sit there and harass you.
Yeah, send me the info, dude. I'll come over there and see what's up.
IRC.ReaperSecurity.net on port 6697.
SSL on no tour, bitch.
As if you have to
no
give
Tor.
Anyone the SSL port.
We don't love Tor.
Gotta have SSL on. You can't get into the graveyard. You gotta fucking register for an account, too. So make sure you make one on TorMail before you do so.
Yep.
God damn it, Shadow.
My God, somebody's bracing the elements just to deliver.
You know that, Shadow.
Entertainment. Who's outside? Is that Shadow smoking?
No.
Absolutely.
I turned the fan on for a second. I turned it off, though. Sorry.
Oh.
I didn't think it was going to make that much fucking noise. It was on low, too. You motherfuckers suck.
Or maybe the gain on your mic is really high.
I can't fucking fart for an extenuous period of time without somebody putting my ass on mute, man.
Mercedes, that one photo.
Shut up, X-Knight!
Seriously, shut the fuck up, X-Knight.
X-Knight can talk. Go ahead, X-Knight. You know, I'm going to mute these assholes for a second.
I'm going to tell you what I told everyone else when I showed up on the internet, like, 2 years ago, was that if you want to see my tits, you can ask Shitstorm. I was telling people this before he actually had them, but so your chances aren't proved.
Yes. I will just talk to Shitstorm. I
don't think
I've talked to him in...
ever.
Over a year now. Is he still around?
Is he still around?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he's the admin on and on off.
Well,
yeah, he's still
around. Okay. So, a little bit of background story. Before non-ops, I used to be an opper over at Chat and Play, where they originally had the Op Payback channel.
Yeah.
So I knew all these, like, people that were on there, and now I go back and I see that at least more than half of them have actually been raided and, you know, taken into...
Well, yeah.
So, which kind of pissed me off, because I liked a lot of them. And I haven't been able to get a hold of Paco either.
Oh, Corey?
Yeah, he actually...
You don't have his Skype?
Dude,
you don't have his Skype?
Dude, no, you should give me his Skype.
I'm not going to, like, broadcast it on the radio.
Well, I have...
But, yeah.
Here, add me on Twitter. My screen name on Twitter is...
I did. I'll send it to you later in DM.
Yeah, when did you...
Yeah,
he comes on
Skype every now and then. I think I have his cell phone number somewhere, but he, like, never picks up. His mom is crazy, so that's part of it.
Well, I mean,
but he hasn't been raided. He just, like, isn't on the internet anymore.
Dude, what do you think about that dude's voice? I mean, he just sounds like a
he sounds like he's 25. He also sounds perpetually stoned.
Dude, that guy used to, like, be after my cornhole really bad.
Well, he is pretty gay, I mean.
But he's kind of after everyone's cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. You're not really special.
Really bad.
No, I mean it. Like, everyone, you're not special.
Well, he kept calling my ex-girlfriend and asking her, when are you going to let me hit that?
He does that to, like, everyone when he gets their girlfriend's phone number. I don't really know what you're, like, trying to get
him. Now I don't feel
he trolls everyone, Shadow. Like,
special now. I mean, come on. I thought he just wanted my cornhole. Damn.
Nope. Just
all right, cornhole gets you time out, X-Knight. That's a disgusting term. I'm totally, totally disgusted and offended. So you're on timeout. I'm going to bring on X you out. You're on with Mercedes, Shadow DXS, Chris, the developmentally disabled Chris, Hammurabi's Code, and X-Knight. What's up?
Do you guys keep Chris in a shed?
Hi, Mercedes.
Hello.
How you doing?
You are a bigger girl.
Hammy, shut up.
Nope.
No way.
You
she's
can
perfect.
Ask. Next,
you ain't going to be able to get with it, you old motherfucker. Just don't even try.
It's curvy.
Hey, Mercedes.
I'll bet she's real curvy.
Mercedes.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw you at track 10 or whatever at DEF CON that you were in.
He's got a pencil dick.
That Shadow wasn't in, actually, so shut up, Shadow, because I was there. Remember, Soldier at WVU?
Maybe.
Yeah, WVU.
Pencil dick.
No, yeah. I want to say, like, I met a lot of people at DEF CON, and I was drunk, and possibly more than drunk
the entire time. 2600 party. At Road 2600 party, you were plastered.
I was really plastered. Rodent was pissed off. But
of course, you were annoying as hell.
My point is, why do you have a DEF CON party in your hotel room? If you want
to. Well, actually, that one was a separate hotel room that Pilgrim had rented specifically for the party, and it had like a conference room in the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually pretty decent size compared to all the people that were coming down there. It wasn't until that we were told that there was, you know, literally hundreds of people downstairs waiting to get in that we went, oh, shit, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Remember, if you weren't that drunk, you should remember I was one of the people that was running in and out for all the guests because I was one of the only three people that had cards to get in the doors.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember you.
Yeah. You were sitting at the bar just blabbing away about some stupid cab story about how you were telling some dude, some taxi driver, how you were from the internet.
Oh, yeah. It's more of a sociological point. Kind of wasted on the internet.
Yeah, it was kind of retarded, to be honest with you. But anyways.
Well, no, there's a social cue. People start conversations by asking where you're from so that they can find out, like, something about you to start the conversation with. So if I say I'm from Arkansas, people usually make a joke about the South, and then they carry the conversation from there. But if you tell people that you're from the internet, they don't really know, like, how to start the conversation, and they usually leave you alone.
Right, and that's typically the response of an antisocial individual that doesn't know how to make for good conversation.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. You have big tits, therefore it's excused.
They don't look that big for the one picture I can see your tits in.
Dude, trust me, bro.
I gotta see these titties, Vince!
Bro,
no, you don't understand. Hammurabi's like a connoisseur.
Let your imagination
really
go wild.
Yes,
just let your imagination go wild. Come on. You guys are so wrapped up in the material world.
Tits are
not
material.
Shut up, hippie!
Awesome. Shut up, Vince. How are you going to knock
such a fucking hipster, man. Just,
Vince, all about
dude.
The giant titty porn stars and shit.
I was just going to say.
I think you've been
Mercedes,
in Cali too fucking long, you
all right,
fucking
shut
left-wing
up for a
hippie.
Shut up for a second before I mute your ass. Mercedes, you're like 2 days late, actually. We had Big Titty Tuesday, and you would.
You really start that? I think I was the one who suggested it. Because you were having, like, the what was it? You were having, like, big ball, whatever. Was it Friday?
Fall Friday. So, yeah, I should find some sort of, you know, part of the anatomy or genitalia to name every single show of the week.
Saturday Scrotums. Saturday Scrotums.
Scrotum Saturdays.
All right. Tweet that shit, because I'm going to forget that shit.
Scrotum Saturday.
Scrotum Saturday. That's awesome. And then you have, like, Snatch Sunday.
When I worked for PETA, they put me through all this orientation and training and shit, and they said that in order to get across a message or brand or whatever, catchphrase,
be repetitive.
Meme, you have to, somebody has to see it at least 21 times.
Oh, for it to embed in long-term memory?
Yeah. If
you want them to remember it short-term, so you want them to remember it for like a week, they have to see it 3 times. If you want it long-term, so you want them to remember it forever, they have to see it 21 times. Also, there's this weird thing. If someone sees something 3 times from 3 different sources, they assume it's true, even if those sources are all, like, glaringly, obviously,
left-wing
or...
Left-wing.
Well, left-wing or right-wing. So if there were, like, three Fox networks...
Bro, you're so stuck in the left-right paradigm, bro. It's so much more than that.
Shut up, Evie.
Don't get caught.
Bonus points for using the word paradigm.
Wow. I got a bonus.
You even spell that word, Mercedes.
P-A-R-A-D-I-T-M.
I was being sarcastic.
I'm a sociology major, jackass. Paradigms is what we deal with.
Whoa. How am I getting called a jackass for asking you if you can spell a fucking word? You just got done telling us that you have a drinking problem.
You
paradigms
have
or...
too. Can you spell paradigm?
P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M. How funny. What is... Do you want to have a... you want to have a spelling bee, bitch? Let's throw down. I will outspell the shit out of you.
Hey, Hammurabi.
Go ahead.
Spell the word anti-disestablishmentarianism. 26 letters, 12 syllables, and it's...
I'm fucking spelling it. How about I spell it in one ultramicroscopic silico volcano coniosis, which is the longest...
I spell it.
Realistic, that's the longest... word in the English dictionary. Contrary to popular belief, which is that supercalifragilisticexpialidocious...
You fail.
Which it is not, because it's not a fucking real word, bro.
Yeah, but it's part of our childhood, bag.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
That was great.
Just all right,
hey, is my background noise okay?
Silicovolcanic coniosis is the longest word in the English dictionary.
Spell it.
I usually kick people out after I play that sound effect, but we're in OT, and if I kicked Hammurabi out, he wouldn't be able to get back in. So you lucked out.
You should totally do that to poor X-Knight.
I would smash so many laptops.
Oh, yeah, X-Knight's still on timeout. All right, let me take him off.
No, why would you do that, Vince?
I'm all sorry, right. I brought it up. It's my bad.
Did you get a little butt hurt there, X-Night? Were you anxious for a while there?
No.
Were your jimmies rustled, I think is what
yeah,
he's asking.
Exactly. That's the correct terminology. Were your jimmies rustled in any way, shape, or form?
Bitch, I am Jimmy Russell. You cannot rustle the jimmies of Jimmy Russell.
Oh, shut the fuck
okay.
up.
That's a feel.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it means you owe me 5 40-ouncers.
40 ounces, not 40 ounces.
40
ounces,
man.
Dude, out here,
40 ounces, man.
Or 40 ouncers.
I don't even think X-Knight's old enough to buy alcohol, man.
I love it that pisses you off that I say 40 ounces. You know what pisses me off is when East Coasters say, oh, I'm standing online at the post office.
You know why everybody
requests you're standing in line.
Shout-outs?
Exactly.
Because
first up, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Taco Bell.
You would. Anyhow, Vince, the reason everybody was telling you to stop giving shout-outs was because you kept calling it shouts-out. And I think everybody's like, what the fuck's a shouts-out? She's talking about he's getting shouted out.
Bullshit. That's total bullshit. He's
no, it's not total bullshit. That's pretty much the way it is. That was the joke.
Yeah, since you want to get on to people about, you know, out online, in line, you know, fuck you. Oh, someone's getting in trouble.
Well, that's because you live in on America's
X-Night skinny band.
I live in crack cocaine central, man. I bet you if anything, you should probably know the meth lab explosion.
Sorry, X-Night. Not only did I put you on hold, but I swatted you. My bad. You mad, bro?
Oh, shit.
If I were to get banned, it would definitely happen on this show with my fucking luck. I would
Will you pull a Barrett Brown and be like, ah, my ribs?
No, he didn't say, ow, my ribs. He goes, ow, 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 when he got tased.
No,
yeah,
I
believe that. He probably pissed himself.
I hope so.
I piss myself when I get tased.
Oh, my petals.
Did you just say that? I piss myself because I know you've gotten tased. You're tired.
I have excreted urine from my penis.
No, you pissed.
Don't tase me, bro.
That's incredible. So, like...
There's nothing to be ashamed. I have fucking thousands of volts of going through my body at once. Yeah, I kind of just said, fuck my bladder.
Important question that needs to be answered here. After the first time you pissed your pants when you decided to get tased, did you put on an adult diaper or some shit the next go-round? Were you just like,
no, I'm
going to piss my pants again?
I wore what the fuck are those called? Swim trunks.
What the fuck is it called?
Wow.
Why'd I go swimming often? Come on now, I'm
sad.
You don't really swim a lot,
I don't
do you,
see him
Shadow?
Going to play out by
no,
the
No, I
pool.
Just, I kind of float like a giant turd, just hanging in the ocean, just chilling, bobbing. I've even had Coast Guard come out and go, oh my god, it's a whale. And then I look at him and they're just like, what are you going to do about it?
Good job.
What's your
Coast
40
Guard
yard, bro? Do you even 40 yard?
Do I even 4 yards?
Do we even lift?
Do we even lift those laces to tie your shoes?
Shut up, X-Night. Good lord, you are the corniest fucking thing since Barrett Brown.
He's trying really hard.
I know. He is the definition of try hard. I really need to take X-Night to a strip club or something, man. I mean, good lord. He reminds me of Chatterbox.
Dude,
if anybody ever had the misfortune of talking to Chatterbox, the infamous couch fucker of the internet, man. I mean, this kid
was
so
horrible.
He was so
funny.
Horrible.
Well,
he was funny, yeah. But, I mean,
do you remember Nokomis?
Yes, I remember Nokomis. I still talk of Nokomis, actually.
Nokomis is still hilarious. Like, he'll Skype call me in the middle of class, and like, just to show me his parrot. Like...
Well, at least he's not showing you his balls anymore. Good lord, that was annoying.
Oh, that was hilarious, too. Like,
he'd get on fucking Tiny Chat and just pull his balls out. And like, look, testicles. And I'm like, well, great.
No,
I can't unsee that.
Because I made some mention. He did it one time, and I mentioned that, like, ball hair is gross. And so he went and shaved his balls and came back to Tiny Chat.
Oh, my God. Like, dude, Nicobus is, like, one of the fuzziest fuckers I've ever seen in my life, man.
He is. He's like a bear.
He is a bear.
Oh, my God. He's got, I don't know. He didn't used to talk a lot on Tiny Chat. He would mostly type. So he's got, like, a strange accent, too, the first time you hear him talk.
Yeah, I remember the first time he actually called me was on Google Voice before they came out with the Hangout shit on the stupid Google Plus stuff. And,
he gave me his real,
like,
cell phone number. You only got his Google Voice.
He actually called me from his real number once, and I'm like, who the
yeah.
fuck is this? He goes, you know who this is. I'm like, no, I don't. He goes, come on, fat boy. You know you rub your nipples. And I'm like, oh, it's fucking Nokomis.
He made the mistake of giving me his real phone number before he had mine, so I, like, passed it around, and everyone prank called him. He got really pissed off.
Yeah, you're
I
the reason that he ended up getting a new phone.
I didn't tell them who they were calling. I just told them that they were calling someone. But they, so, yeah. He didn't actually bother to change his phone. It's, yeah.
I'm really bad when it comes to phone numbers because I'll randomly call anybody that you pass a number to.
Oh,
after right. Russell League, I ended up calling the FBI and asked them if they delivered.
I,
when I was in New York, the director of one of the documentaries, not We Are Legion, but this other one that Jigsaw is working on.
Anonymous and Gay.
I ended up meeting the Plague from Hackers.
Oh, no.
And I have his phone number. And someone, I left my phone on a table during, like, DEF CON 19. And someone got a hold of his number, and he's been getting, like, prank calls on his cell phone ever since. And
oh,
they refused to call him.
Person.
They refused to call him anything other. Well, it started out, they actually, they came out and they're like, is that really the Plague's number? And I said, well, yes, because that's what he was in my phone book as. And they didn't believe me, so they called him and he answered.
Oh, no.
So now the Plague gets, like, prank called by all these people from DEF CON.
Wow, that's, like, the worst group of people to ever get prank called when you're in the movie.
Yeah,
Hackers.
It's all, like Ashtray Crew. It's all, like, Shoelace in them.
No.
Would you want to be prank called by Shoelace at 4 in the morning? Probably not.
I don't know, man. I get pretty excited when people call my phone.
That's because you're lonely and friendless.
Actually, that's not true. I talk to a lot of people on a regular basis. But whenever I get a random person calling my phone, I think it's a telemarketer and I just go to town.
I always answer in German and telemarketers hang up.
The last one tried to call up asking for a cruise or whatever, and I pretended that, I was some kind of gay guy that had a 12-year-old boyfriend that was locked up in the basement, and dude fucking flipped shit, threatened to call the cops, and hung up.
Dude, I get telemarketers to call me, and I ask them weird questions like, hey, do you know how to get blood stains out of a white carpet?
See, this is why people don't like you, X-Night.
Or do you know what the cost of rope is at Home Depot?
I'm going to tell you a little story here.
Oh my God, no. Don't even.
Please don't. Stop. X-Night, Sarah, please.
You guys will, in fact, laugh your balls off.
I will not.
No, I don't want to laugh my balls off. I
like
them exactly where they are. They're the only thing on my fucking crotch I can find right now.
We only got like 60 minutes, and I'm not spending 5 listening to your dumbass story.
Balls to you!
Whatever. I'll go on about it, whatever.
I had a friend who used to work at Walmart, and so I used to steal her work shirt and her name badge. And we used to change the end caps of aisles to, like, rape kits. So you'd see, like...
Oh, no.
Right, so you'd see, like...
Mole S-H-I-T.
You'd see plastic bags and rope and zip ties and, like, a shovel all in one end cap. Like, you'd see, like...
I'm actually banned from my local Walmart. I went and got a
I'm banned from my Walmart back in Arkansas. I got banned from my Walmart back in Arkansas, like, the day before I left.
I got banned from the Walmart here in Daytona for, I picked up a 2,500 count of Daisy's BBs and was tossing them up in the air, catching them, tossing them up in the air, catching them, and all of a sudden, oh, shit, I lost control of my motor function, and it dropped
oh,
and
no.
Went absolutely fucking everywhere. They spent the past 6 months recently still picking up BBs all the way from the sporting goods section to where it dropped all the way down to the grocery aisle. They just
okay.
scattered throughout the entire fucking department. So, yeah, they've got my face up on the front bulletin board with my, you know, legal name and all that crap saying that I'm banned on property and trespass.
I believe you mean your slave name.
No, I'm not anonymous, and I don't think that my name is a slave name. I'm actually proud of who the fuck I am, and I don't have to hide behind a gay fox mask. You mad?
Yeah, you already have the fucking clown paint.
Hey, I'm a lot uglier
like
without
like
the face paint, I promise.
Shadow?
Huh?
Do I look like I'm hiding Shadow?
Of course. You're all, you know, behind a telephone and whatnot. I can't see your face.
You're behind a telephone?
Nuh-uh. I'm beside it. Are you even allowed to internet, Mercedes?
I'm allowed to internet.
Yeah,
why don't you get on some of the tiny
chat
that we do?
She was.
Are you imp on a stick?
She's technically not on the internet right now. She's on her phone making. She's calling.
I'm allowed to go on the internet. I'm just not allowed to go on IRC.
Which is they're doing you a solid favor on that.
Yeah, you're saving sanity.
Yeah, you'll get so much more done in life. I guarantee you, you're more productive now than you were then.
And Hammerali, what did you say about Imp on a Stick?
I asked her if she was Imp on a Stick, and she said, yeah.
No, she's not Imp on a Stick.
What
trust me. Imp on a Stick's a chick that I know, and she's, like, kind of a really bossy bitch, and the whole reason why I had the tiny chat called I Hate Bossy Girls.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. That's a little fishy to me, Shadow.
I've known her for a long time.
Where did you guys find
it's about
this
to get
guy?
Real up in here.
Wait a minute.
Where did you find him?
Wait a second here. Let me tell you something, Shadow. This is like a big deal. You know, I see that imp in the chat, right? And it's whatever. And then there was a mention, I don't know, about you wanting to talk on Vince. And,
yeah.
Okay, so then it's like...
She messaged me on Jabber saying that she was trying... If I got a text from you, I was to ignore it. So before you ever even texted me, I started to tell you, fuck you, on text. And then you send that reply going, oh, I was about to text you. I'm like, yeah, no shit, I know.
Okay, well, see, that's what freaked me out, because as soon as it was mentioned in the room... You text me. Go
That's
on,
because I'm
you.
Talking
Canadian?
To you on the phone while I'm talking,
talking
to her through Jabber,
her.
And she's on IRC.
All right. I'm thinking the whole time. And notice how I was pretty hush about it. But I'm like, wait a minute. Is this fucking Shadow? Is Imp really Shadow and just fucking
no,
with
no,
me?
No. Imp is a bitch whose name will not be mentioned because she's a sneaky little bitch.
Okay. I thought that was you, man. I'm like, how the fuck? I freaked out.
Right.
Like, because
I totally talk like a chick.
Yeah, you do. But yeah, all right. Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, shut up. You're fucking drunk.
No, hell no. Shit, no. Not yet. I wanted to talk to Mercedes. I talk to you faggots all the time. I never get to talk to her.
You're never going
to
get me, young pussy. Just get over it. Your dick is way too tiny for that shit.
I am not looking for none of that. I'm all set.
Yeah, bull crap. That's the only reason you want to talk to her. Is that way you can sit there and faff about her voice later? Oh, she sounds like such a cute little girl.
Jesus. Yes, that is absolutely true. You know.
Cock fucking.
Yes, that's what I long for. Hey, Mercedes, guess what?
We get some more reverb. A little more reverb, please.
Yeah, that's Shadow for you.
No, it ain't.
Then Hammy.
And some distortion. I want some wah-wah-wah in there, too. Wah-wah pedal. Can we get some of that in there?
I can play some dubstep for you.
Wow, chicka, bow, wow, wow.
Anyways, guys, I'm going to head out. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right,
Shadow. Thanks for coming
later,
through, bro.
Shadow.
It's always a pleasure.
Night,
Mercedes, hit me up on Twitter, you bitch.
I'll see you on DEF CON.
Yeah, most likely. Me and Morgan's got a surprise for you.
Said he had a surprise for you.
What's your Twitter, lady?
Usagi underscore the underscore bunny.
Oh, okay, that's you.
And I have it because I set it in high school, and then someone offered me some certain sum of money to buy it from me, and so I refused, and so now I won't change it.
Because you could have gotten paid on it?
Yes. It's a moral imperative that I refuse to let them have it.
Have you gotten any money for that movie? The movie you made, Mercedes? Do you get any royalties from that? The Anon movie there? That new Anonymous movie? Do you have
royalties? We Are Legion?
Yes.
No, I don't get royalties, nor do I want royalties. In fact, the interview kind of happened. I was staying at Occupy for Las Vegas.
Okay.
And Brian just kind of showed up at my Occupy camp with the camera and was like, Stan said we could do an interview.
Is that like before DEF CON? Is that the same time at DEF CON? July?
That was
that would have been like 2 or 3 months after October. So no, that was like way before DEF CON.
Wait a minute. 2 or 3 months after October? All right, prior
yeah.
to July. So it was.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
right.
yeah.
No, I'm trying to think because we got the Occupy site in. I think we got it in December.
December?
Is when we started it. Yeah. I think we started
so,
our Occupy site in December, and so he showed up like 2 months after that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it wasn't like right before DEF CON, no.
All right, so you were there for that. Then you went back again for DEF CON.
No, I live in Las Vegas.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well,
so,
that makes sense.
So
all
I
right.
just, like, go down the street for DEF CON. Like, the rest of you, like, show up and book hotel rooms, and then
oh,
I will like find a friend that's staying on the strip, and I will just crash in their hotel room.
Sweet. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know you lived in Nevada. Well, that's cool.
Yep.
But yeah, I enjoyed your little take. You weren't doing so well that day. I think you lost your voice that day when you're at.
Oh no.
DEF CON. You couldn't really.
Oh,
talk.
For DEF CON?
Yeah.
There was a chili fry involved.
Well, but it was pretty good. You know, we kept like tweeting to you and shit from the third row, and you kept looking up.
Yeah, yeah, I was tweeting people during the panel. That was
yeah,
great. People were tweeting me questions because they like because they didn't want to get up to go to the mic. So I'm like
know, right?
answering questions from Twitter, and all the other panelists are like, "What's going on?"
I could tell. I'm like, "What the hell is
this?" There's this great picture of me, and there's like the two signs that says like "tits" or "get the fuck out," and then like I'm laughing, and all the other panelists look really confused.
That was like, no, you put up a sign with boobs with an arrow pointing to you.
No.
On the table. They said, no, it's
no.
just boobs. Yeah.
No, there was one
tits.
That said tits, and it pointed
yes.
to the right, and then there was
there
one that
go.
Said get the fuck out, and it pointed to the left.
Correct. It
like,
was
there was no sign
the
that said boobs and pointed at
right.
me.
Well, I'm sorry. It was the tits one then. I remember that. Tits with
yeah.
the arrow, because it was, and Amber, she was pretty cool, too. I was,
Amber
was
cool. I really liked Biela. Biela's really awesome.
Who, what, the attorney
okay.
lady?
Gabriella Coleman, the anthropologist.
Gabriella. Yeah, she spoke, your attorney spoke, Amber spoke, and geez, I think that was about it. I don't remember.
Well, they all did intros. We didn't know that we weren't going to have the big track for the whole time. And
right.
so, like, halfway through, they moved us to the smaller room.
Right,
if
yeah.
we had known before the panel that they were going to do that, the intros would have been shorter so that we could do more answer question.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I remember that. It got cut short, like, right in the middle of it. Amber said, oh, well,
yeah.
we got to go now. And so I just kind of left and got drunk after that. But,
yeah
it was good times, good times. And one last question. How you doing with your case? And, I mean, are you facing any prosecution? I'm not really knowledgeable on this background.
I'm currently indicted. My case is ongoing, and I can't really talk about it except to say
okay.
that it's, like, a botched mess on their side. Like,
no, you're a CI.
I respect that.
Oh, actually, just recently, eBay and PayPal were, like, filing, like, protection orders against the 14 of us. Because they think we're scary.
Oh,
right?
Now that's funny.
When Mercedes becomes a threat to PayPal.
Right?
Yeah, the Mayans must be right. We're all doomed. We're screwed. Hide the children.
The funny thing is like, anyone that's ever met me or, like, seen me at DEF CON is like, I am absolutely fucking harmless. Like, the fact that anyone
thing?
Would file, like, a protection order against me is hilarious, I find.
Yeah. Well, life is funny at times, but, no, it was great talking to you. I don't even know if you know who I am, but it's cool either way. But hey, you know, keep up what you're doing. You know, I don't agree with everything you're doing, but that's my opinion to say that. But as a person, yeah, I saw you at DEF CON. That's the way I look at it. Is when I talk to somebody, as I said before, you know, if you talk to somebody on DM or if you jabber with them or if you tiny chat with them, or let alone meet them in person, it becomes a whole different game. I mean, it just changes the whole game because you actually have a connection. You know who this person is. You know their voice or you know their face, as opposed to everybody else and, quote, you know, anonymous. You're never going to know who I am. I think that changes. It changes for me.
But there's a lot more interconnection between the people and anonymous than I think you realize. Like, they
True.
Tiny chat too, and they talk on Skype. I mean, for the
well,
longest time.
I just meant by not revealing, you know, just hiding.
Well,
anybody,
I think you're feeding into the name too much. Like, the name is anonymous, but that doesn't mean that they don't communicate. That doesn't mean that they don't, like, text and DM and tweet each other and make phone calls and Skype and tiny chat.
Right.
I mean, like, Ashera has enough screen caps of tiny chats to prove that they spend a lot of time on tiny chat.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen you on tiny chat. I was with you on tiny chat not too long ago.
Yeah.
You just didn't know.
I go on tiny chat all the time.
Right.
So.
And that's cool. And I think it's good to do that. I think it's good for people to actually see people. Then they can go, oh, all right, now it just, as I was trying to say, it just changes the preconception of people that you just see tweeting all day long as opposed to when you actually meet them.
There's a certain amount of connection that you can make with people just through text. I mean, without ever seeing them, you can tell, like, so for instance, I'm just going to use people that I used to know because I can't admit to anything that I've done recently.
Mm-hmm.
So take Vanzetti, for instance. He goes by something else now. But Vanzetti has a very particular way of typing. And so when I see him on the internet, I know that it's him. And I can tell when he's had a bad day, and I can tell when he's had a good day, and I can tell when he's about to go masturbate, and I can tell when he's busy because I know him, because I know the things that he says and the ways that he says them. And then take Owen. Owen's not around anymore. He's one of my co-defendants. Owen has a very particular way of typing, and you can tell because it's Owen, and you can tell when Owen's having a bad day. And even before I had ever seen these people's faces, you have a feeling of who they are. So saying that you have to see someone's face to know who they are, or you have to hear their voice, I think you're ignoring, like, an entire other aspect of people that we pick up online.
Yes, I never said that. I never said that you have to. I just said that when you do. I was using a reference as when I saw you at DEF CON, and then I said when you see people have that tiny chat experience or DM experience, it can change your perception of those people. Not you have to see these people. It's
okay.
Whenever
yeah,
you do have that meeting, you're kind of like, oh, wow. Hey, nice to meet you. And then you kind of don't
yeah.
look at them the way you did when you never seen. That's what I was just trying to say. Not
yeah.
that you
No, I get it.
Yeah,
kind of like
I mean.
How Shadow looks like a comic
yes,
book villain.
Exactly. You think Shadow's this
I'm
going to
buy him
person.
A hairbrush.
Like, he's like the funniest guy in the friggin' world, you know.
He's
you
got
him,
like when I saw him, it was like one big dreadlock.
I wish you had pictures of that.
I'm gonna send him a hairbrush. I can't believe he cut his hair though.
Oh yeah, he cut it all. He's
That's kind of funny. He seemed to get really offended too, and so did everyone else at the table. Like I just somehow like. Insulted him by calling him a comic book villain. Like,
But then again, the guys at the table were, like, taking every little thing that I said and, like, blowing it out of proportion. Like, all I wanted to do was, like, eat my soup. And Ashera, like, sat and stared at me for 30 minutes. And then so, yeah, like, all these people did. It was really funny. I was like, I'm just eating lunch. And they're looking at me like they're going to uncover, like, some great felony feat, like, some great conspiracy while I'm, like, eating soup. Like, no, it's so funny because that's what they do with a lot of their time is like they sit and watch people and wait for them to admit stuff. But it's like they sat and watched me eat soup for 30 minutes is like what it came down to. Like,
now that's funny. That's pretty funny.
And Ashera was really funny. Like, I recognized her, but I was also ignoring her. So I was having a conversation about Jen, about the DEF CON before, about DEF CON 19 and that, like, stupid panel that she had.
Yep.
I was talking about that when she came up, and someone was like, be nice. And I was like, I'm not even going to acknowledge her. Like,
no, I like Ash. I mean, I met her at DEF CON in person. I was like, no way.
She's got borderline personality disorders, which she has. Like,
we all do. We all have.
No, we don't all have borderline.
Oh, come
on. We all
on.
Have psychotic disorders. We don't all have borderline.
Well,
the internet
like
is
her.
A big is just a hive of fucking fucked up, damaged people with serious issues in one way or another. Some to more extremes than others, but that's why I think the internet is serious business, because there's these lunatics out there that think it really is fucking serious business. And
I think it can be. So, I mean, you're looking at all these financial transactions, you're looking at all this communication, and so our lives are moving online. And so personally, like, granted, the internet's really funny and it's wealthy, and I love that. Like, that's my favorite part of the internet. But at the same time, to say that it doesn't have a serious aspect, or to say that it can't have a serious aspect, or that it shouldn't, is wrong also, because you're not really acknowledging the fact that, like, our lives are moving online, and because we have serious actions in real life, then we're going to end up having them on the internet also.
And I agree with that 100%. When I hear all these people, you know, say, oh, it's the internet, it's not real life. And, yeah, it used to be like that maybe years ago, but, yeah, it affects you now. And things that happen online, you know, they are real. And it's, as you said, it's really becoming more integrated with our lives every day. So it's,
did
I don't
you,
fall
for
that.
Did
internet
you see
is
that,
a myth.
Did you see the new bill that they tried to push through? That they couldn't read emails until they were 120 days old.
Jesus Christ. Hey, did you see Julian Assange the other day say that the internet is a threat to the human civilization?
Yeah, Julian Assange.
What is that? The guy that made a career off the internet is suddenly saying the internet is the devil. What is?
I think we all know how I feel about Julian Assange. Like, he's an asshole and he's a misogynist. And while I love the idea of WikiLeaks, he's not the first person to come up with it. He's not the first person to do it. He's just one of the first people to get famous doing it. And so, there we go. I don't
right
really.
Well said. Well said.
Cool. Hey, you guys, we're going to time out here in a second. So I just want to thank everybody for coming out. It's been a lot of fun. Mercedes, thank you for calling in. That was fun. That was unexpected. I appreciate that.
You are... You're patriot gregging.
Don't. Why? I fucking hate you.
Am I seriously patriot gregging?
Don't do it.
Yes.
All right. Because I can't tell. Because you guys all have feedback and shit going on. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Are you, did you go to court today, Vince?
No. Was there something going on in court today?
I had court today. That was when they pushed for the protection order.
Oh, you're in San Jose right now?
No, I didn't. I don't go to court. I only go to court when I feel like going to court. Man.
Oh, God, you were in quotations in court.
Yeah, I had court. I don't go.
Got it. I was gonna say, if you're in the Bay, dude, that we should fucking hang out. But
I tried to hang out last time I was in the Bay.
I don't remember that. I'm fucking.
Me and Josh Cavelli got wasted and watched Hackers in like the living room of his lawyer's house while his lawyer is like freaking out trying to keep us from talking to each other.
Nice.
We're like drunk on tequila. It was great.
That's
you
awesome.
Come. It's always great when like co-defendants get drunk. Get smashed.
Yeah, poor Josh is locked up right now in a rehab or something.
Yeah, but you can write to him. Actually, I have the address somewhere. Let me find it.
If not,
they're talking about Adamo, right?
You can find it on his Twitter.
All over Twitter, dude. People tweet it out all the time.
Yeah, it's like it's his lawyer's address. Actually, everything has to be routed through his lawyer. But you can write to him. And I suggest that you do.
Yeah. I met him, too, on that day, the arraignment day.
Oh, he's hilarious. He waited outside the courthouse because he wanted to talk, and then he ended up leaving, like, 10 minutes before we got out because pretrial services took so long to process all of us.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, their computer system was down.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, go figure. The feds, they're
weird.
Always on top of it, right, with their technology.
And then the next time they had a bunch of people show up, I wasn't there that time because I had midterms, but the alarm system wouldn't stop blaring.
it was an omen.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Particularly emergency.